KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program where we answer your questions. You can call us 877-726-8255. Plus, I've been scanning all the important health stories and scientific articles for the week, and we'll digest many of them for you in hopefully understandable and an entertaining form. That's what intelligent medicine is all about, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those all together for you each weekend is my job. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, to come directly into the doctor's office. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and we have some recorded calls we're going to take as well. And a program note, I want to welcome a new radio affiliate to our Intelligent Medicine roster. It's KFAR-AM and FM 97.5 in the Fairbanks, Alaska market. Woohoo! Yeah, okay, we're up in Alaska, and it will air on Sundays from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Well, that's pretty early in the morning for many of you, but I'm watching the series True Detective, and this season's plot revolves around something that's happening up in Alaska above the Arctic Circle, where in December and January, it's just dark all the time. The sun disappears around mid-December, never to rise again until later in the year. And so I guess it didn't matter if it's early in the morning, any time of day is okay up there in those dark and cold regions. So welcome, folks listening via KFAR-AM in Fairbanks. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the most interesting stories this week has to do with the impact of a low-carbohydrate diet. Now, there's no question that low-carbohydrate diets are helpful for weight loss. They can help diabetics. Many people lose weight. Their blood sugar improves. Their blood pressure improves. And hence, that lowers their cardiovascular risk. But a disturbing tendency of low-carbohydrate diets, particularly diets that are high in animal protein, and many low-carb diets are animal protein-based, lots of meat, lots of dairy products, high fat, but very low carb. Yeah, you lose weight. Yeah, your blood sugar improves. But your LDL sometimes soars. And that's a knock on the low-carb diet, especially when it includes animal protein. And so what's interesting is that it's hard to predict when LDL will go up. It sometimes goes up on a low-carb diet, and it sometimes actually goes down. So the big debate is a low-carb diet helpful for certain things, but then it may ultimately raise your cardiovascular risk because we fixate on LDL, low-density lipoprotein, as the culprit in cardiovascular disease. It's a target for statin drugs. When you have an LDL above a certain level, your doctor's going to pester you to go on a statin drug to lower it because that is said to be the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk. Well, there's a very interesting study here. It's a study of studies. They call that a meta-analysis. 41 trials with 1,379 participants. And they looked at the impact of a low-carb diet on LDL. And they came up with a very, very interesting result. What they found is that if you are of normal to low weight, and normal these days is overweight, but I'm saying a BMI of 25. I personally have a BMI of 25. I'm 165 pounds. I'm 5'10", so I have a BMI that's calculated to be 25. And that's pretty close to optimal. A higher BMI is sometimes associated with cardiovascular risk. Obesity, the cutoff is 35. That is certainly associated with cardiovascular risk. Intermediate levels, 26 to 34. Moderate increase in cardiovascular risk and higher risk of metabolic syndrome. Okay, so what they found is that if you have an LDL that's 25 or less and you go on a low-carb diet, it is more likely that your LDL will go up. And I personally am a case in point because I was once on a very low-fat, high-carbohydrate, high-fiber, vegan diet, virtually no animal fat, very low fat, lots and lots of grains and starchy vegetables, and for protein, things like tofu, which is relatively low fat. And in switching to an animal protein-based diet, a low-carb diet, my LDL went up. Initially, my total cholesterol was about 135 on a macrobiotic vegan diet. And then I flipped the switch to a low-carb diet, including plentiful amounts of animal protein, and my cholesterol soared to over 200. But the good news is that when I assessed my cardiovascular risk via a coronary artery calcium scan at the age of 65, there was zero plaque. So evidently that had little consequence in terms of my cardiovascular risk. But what they found was kind of interesting is that for people with an intermediate BMI, 25 to 35, the LDL cholesterol did not change on a low-carb diet, even including plentiful animal protein, saturated fat, and cholesterol. But here's the interesting part. For folks with a BMI greater than 35, the obese people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, LDL cholesterol actually decreased on average by 7 points. Thus, for the very people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, the overweight, the effect of a low-carb diet is different. It lowers your LDL. What I'd like to see is some research on slicing and dicing LDL. We know now that LDL is not one single monolithic thing. There is bad LDL and not so bad LDL, and maybe even protective LDL. Small dense LDL particles put you at high risk for cardiovascular disease. Large fluffy LDL particles are less harmful. In fact, may even be benign. And what I've found when I've done this analysis on patients who change their diets is, yes, the LDL sometimes goes up, but the LDL quality improves. The small, dense particles convert to large, fluffy, more benign particles, and that ultimately lowers cardiovascular risk. So putting all our chips on LDL as the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk assessment, maybe a misguided way of looking at things. We need to look at blood sugar, blood pressure, weight, inflammation is a big factor, homocysteine, Lp(a), and on it goes in terms of cardiovascular risk assessment. Interesting study. 877-726-8255 if you want to comment or if you have a question. Call in. We're here. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it. Send them some fan mail and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. 877-726-8255. Our number, that number available to you weekends, weekdays, anytime you like. You can call, you can record a question. But we've got a live caller, Kathy from Connecticut. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I want you to comment on cannabis and the relationship to your brain. For like a 65-year-old person that takes it who's losing their memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Is there a connection?
There can be. I mean, there is a reason that they call marijuana dope, okay, because it can have adverse effects on the brain. That being said, there's some evidence that CBD, which is a component of marijuana, the sort of the non-stoner component of marijuana, may have anti-inflammatory effects in the brain and actually cognitive preservation properties. So it depends. But, you know, I'm most worried about the use of cannabis in young kids, in pre-adolescence, teenagers. When you use it later in life, unless you use it habitually, like, you know, you wake up and smoke a joint, and you need pot throughout the day, that is not a good thing. What do you think? Is this related to yourself or to a person you're concerned about?
A friend who has to take it to get to sleep, takes it all the time, and it's some kind of thing that a friend makes up for her.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed any changes in their cognitive abilities?
Yes, she admits she can't forgets all the time, and her husband told me that she got lost coming home one day and was one street away.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a trade-off there. It may help sedate her, relax her,
exactly.
Enable sleep, but it may actually have a damaging effect on cognition. Of course, you know, correlation is not necessarily cognition. She may, an alternative explanation is that she may have sleep problems due to incipient Alzheimer's. Actually, people who develop Alzheimer's often have sleep problems as a precursor to that. And so the problem may be that with or without the pot, she's developing cognitive decline, which disturbed her sleep. She's using the pot. It's helping her sleep. But the cognitive decline isn't being arrested by the pot. In fact, it may be even accelerated. So, yeah, I mean, look, I have a concern about legalization. Okay, great. It's really a good idea that, you know, somebody who has a nickel bag of pot doesn't go to jail. That didn't happen very often anyway. But the popularization of pot, not a good thing. I spent some unproductive years in college smoking pot, and I kind of regret it. Not that it has long-lasting deleterious effects on my brain, but it was kind of a waste of time because it was difficult to focus and concentrate, and I could have gotten more out of the college experience without that. So, not a great thing.
What kind of medical professional could help her?
Well, if she's, I mean, you got to be desirous of help to get help, and she may be quite content with the status quo, but if she wants help, she really needs to see an addiction specialist. You know, that's a genre of medicine where people work on helping people, you know, get off whatever they're hooked on. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item I find interesting. It's a new fix, a simple fix for elevated blood sugar. It's a lifestyle fix. Hemoglobin A1C is a marker of overall blood sugar. And the an elevated hemoglobin A1C predicts the risk of diabetes. So in this study, they looked at diabetic rats, and I'm personally a swimmer. I spent a lot of time in a pool. Swimming is a good exercise, but my pool is relatively warm. They trained these rats in swimming in both hot and cold water pools. We know that cold immersion is something that helps burn brown fat, which helps people reduce weight and may improve metabolism. In this study, they found that by having the rats swim in hot pools or warm, you know, body temperature pools, no big change on their hemoglobin A1C, but when trained in cold pools, their blood sugar improved. And the intervention also included a combination with cinnamon supplementation. So the trick that worked was giving the rats cinnamon along with having them swim in cold pools. Their blood sugar improved significantly. So this actually harkens back to a personal story that I've shared on this program, but I'll share it again. I have a friend who is frankly very, very overweight, and it's clearly a genetic thing because she doesn't overeat. She's very active. She has many family members who are overweight. It's in the genes. She probably weighs over 300 pounds, and she was complaining of feeling lethargic and tired, you know, schlepping around all that weight. So she installed a cold immersion pool in her yard, and religiously she spends 3 minutes immersed in the pool at temperatures as low as 49 degrees. Now, air temperature 49, that's not that cold, but water temperature 49 is pretty darn cold. It's going to sting. It's going to give you an ice cream headache if you immerse your face in the water. But by doing that, and she didn't change anything else, she lost 35 pounds, and she feels energized. There really is something to cold immersion in terms of improving metabolism. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Does our border have turnstiles and velvet ropes? It's the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some Republicans are touting a bill with a limit of 5,000 migrants per day. That's still 1.8 million per year.
An amusement park doesn't let more people in when it hits capacity.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle-car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We've got your phone calls, 877-726-8255. And I also want to talk a little bit about I keep calling him Prince Charles. I don't know. I just can't get out of my head that he's now King Charles. So King Charles, King Charles, King Charles. I got to visualize a King Charles Spaniel with those big eyes when I talk about Charlie. So this is an interesting situation because just in the past month, we've had two cases of, quote, routine prostate surgery, celebrity cases of individuals going in for treatment of their prostate and ending up in trouble. In trouble of sorts. There was, of course, Defense Secretary Austin, who had prostate cancer treatment, and then ended up going back to the hospital, requiring intravenous antibiotics, having a stay in the intensive care unit, and then, of course, the big brouhaha about how the chain of command didn't even know that he was sick or in the hospital, and he happens to lead America's military establishment, so it's kind of a big deal, right? Then there's King Charles, who went in because he had, well, not prostate cancer, he had enlarged prostate, and then all of a sudden it was announced that he had cancer, and the initial thought was, okay, so as can happen when you take out some of the prostate tissue to shrink the prostate, that's called a TURP, T-U-R-P, transurethral resection of the prostate. It's kind of a Roto-Rooter procedure to reduce the size of the prostate to prevent the constriction that causes urinary symptoms in older guys. And so sometimes they'll say, well, yeah, we found there was some prostate cancer there. There's some cancerous cells. But no, they were very clear to clarify early on that it was not prostate cancer. They made a statement that the cancer that they found is not related, quote, to his recent treatment for a benign prostate condition, sometimes referred to as BPH, benign prostate hypertrophy. So speculation began. And then, you know, I went on Twitter, which is really kind of a toxic place, and then they have sort of the anti-royalist folks going, yay, he's going to die, and people doing, you know, the Irish jig, because they certain people really hate the monarchy. And all the irony, speculation about how his mom had a 70-year reign. She assumed the throne at a young age after her father died. Incidentally, her father died of lung cancer, and there was a lot of secrecy around that, too. It wasn't divulged that he had lung cancer before his death. And there was even some speculation that the king himself wasn't told that he was terminally ill. So it was kind of a surprise. She was off on safari in Kenya, and it was announced that her dad had died and that she was going to have to assume the throne. So there's been kind of a, you know, kind of an ambivalent attitude about disclosing the health of the monarchy in the UK. So they said, well, he's got cancer, but we're not going to tell you what kind of cancer it is. So the guessing game began, you know. What kind of cancer was it? Well, probably it had something to do with a lower part of his body, that certain part of his anatomy that was examined. And in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of people, the most likely possibility is bladder cancer. Because when you do prostate surgery, you sometimes do cystoscopy and look inside the bladder, and you might see some abnormalities in the surface of the bladder suggesting bladder cancer. And so then the King Charles was released from the hospital and sent home, and it was said that he was going to receive treatments on an intermittent basis, that he was going to have to reduce his public appearances, but he was going to continue. They say he was advised by the doctors to, quote, postpone public-facing duties, according to the palace spokespeople, and, quote, throughout this period, His Majesty will continue to undertake state business and official paperwork as usual. So that kind of reinforces the case for bladder cancer, which can be treated in its early stages as an outpatient. If it's stage one, which means that it's at the surface of the bladder, but it hasn't penetrated the muscle beneath or spread to an adjacent organ, it can be treated with infusions of either mitomycin, which is a chemotherapy agent, where the bladder kind of soaks, it kind of marinates in the chemotherapy, or something called BGH, which is an interesting therapy because it's not chemotherapy, it's actually immunotherapy. BGH is an old vaccine against tuberculosis. Doesn't work all that well, but it does simulate the immune system, and thereby it may cause the immune system to take over and get rid of the superficial cancer in the bladder. So sometimes you get infusions of BGH into the bladder, and that can be done on an intermittent basis. You can go in, you know, as an outpatient, get your infusion. You know, it could knock you out a little bit, but it's not going to be really debilitating. And so all these people who are rejoicing that this was the demise of the king, how ironic, his mom, you know, served for 70 years, but he just assumed the kingship, and he's got cancer, and he's on his way out. No, he's not on his way out. This is a very eminently curable situation, and he will survive his brush with cancer. So long live the king, and, you know, I think ultimately it's going to turn out to be a case of bladder cancer. So there you have the celebrity disease of the week. 877-726-8255, our number. And I just want to remind you that if you're suffering from fatigue, there may be an answer. Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. And the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to repair damaged cells and the mitochondria that power them is NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas. There's immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years. Don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it for my patients as well. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255, our number, and that number is available to you 24-7, 365. It's an open line where you can call and record a question, and then we'll take some of those recorded questions on the weekend and share them with you. And we got one, so let's hear it.
My PSA has always been below 1, and it still is, but sometimes, you know, I have to go 3 or 4 times during the night to urinate. And my doctor said I should go for a rectal exam. Given the PSA has always been below 1, do you think that is advisable?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you have what you have the King Charles syndrome. You have enlarged prostate. And the good sign is that when you are 78 and your PSA is below 1, you're almost virtually assured to not have prostate cancer. So I think going to a urologist and getting checked out is not about finding out if, God forbid, you have cancer, because that's virtually impossible with a PSA that low. But it is a matter of seeing if there's something that could be done or should be done for an enlarged prostate. And it doesn't have to be surgery. There are medical treatments for that as well. And so part of that is a rectal exam, because the easiest way to assess the size of the prostate is to, yeah, get that glove finger in there, the exam that men dread, and assess it manually, you know, which is what urologists are really good at doing, because they do it day in and day out. And so you could get checked out. There could be some relief for you, because, you know, waking up 3-4 times a night, that can disturb your sleep quality and can undermine your health. And there may be some answers for you. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to the Intelligent Medicine radio program.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorn. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorn supplements is 20% off, including Thorn's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to DeerHoffman.com/Thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's DeerHoffman.com/Thorn.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. A new federal report shows a 19% increase in the number of veterans experiencing homelessness in Texas. Local and national advocates are here to help. There is no VA program in Bryan and College Station. Veterans looking to access those programs have to travel to Temple for service. Last year, we were able to place four different individuals that were veterans in the system, and through our collaboration with the VA up in Temple, Twin City Mission Director of Community Relations Ron Crozier said. Local organizations like Twin City Mission have stepped up there at home to try and close that gap through their own programs, offering services to help those experiencing homelessness find stability and transition into housing. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Respiratory illnesses are high across the country, but the American Lung Association says that you can take steps to prevent severe illness. These include washing your hands, covering coughs and sneezes, keeping your distance, wearing a mask, cleaning and disinfecting, being up to date on vaccinations, and learning about preventive antibodies to protect infants against RSV. Also, if you're sick, get tested early, seek treatment, and stay home. Learn more at lung.org/viruses. Accepting Medicare is increasingly unsustainable for physicians, resulting in many practices either refusing to take new patients or even closing their doors. That's according to the American Medical Association, which says that reforms are needed to better meet the needs of patients and physicians alike. It supports the Preserving Seniors Access to Physicians Act, a bipartisan legislative fix that would completely eliminate recent cuts. Learn more at fixmedicarenow.org.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Our number, we're going to take some of your recorded calls in just a moment because you can call 24/7, 365 anytime you have a question or comment to share. Just leave it at 877-726-8255. We'll pick it up in a subsequent program. I just wanted to comment a little bit on that call earlier where the wife was calling me half of her husband who had a stroke. He has some mild impairments after a stroke. Acupuncture in post-stroke patients. Now, that might sound kind of weird, right? You know, good luck with that. Acupuncture after you've had a stroke. I mean, you're not putting the needles in the brain, so how could it possibly work? Well, they did a study in China recently on people who had post-stroke motor aphasia. So they couldn't talk or they had difficulty speaking. Aphasia is what Bruce Willis has, but he had a form of progressive aphasia, which is not stroke-related. It's just a neurodegenerative disease that affects speech primarily, unlike Alzheimer's, which affects virtually everything. So anyway, aphasia, difficulty speaking, two groups, those who received 6 weeks of acupuncture versus a placebo. Now, how do you do a placebo with acupuncture? Well, you got to do something. And what they do is they put the needles in, but they put the needles in the wrong places, not in correct acupuncture points. So they get treatment. You know, anytime you get any kind of treatment, you're going to say, yeah, I feel better. You're doing something, right? So there has to be a placebo. Those who received 6 weeks of correct acupuncture treatment with 6 months of follow-up showed significant improvements in language function, quality of life, and neurological impairment. So it's a fascinating study suggesting the power of acupuncture, even in a condition like stroke, to facilitate stroke recovery. So, hey, it's worth a shot, worth a try. All right, 877-726-8255 gets us to one of our recorded calls. Let's hear it.
Do you have a podcast or any information, LPR, laryngeal, esophageal reflux?
Okay, it's LPR stands for laryngeal reflux. So, yes, it does involve the esophagus, which is a little bit lower than the pharynx. The pharynx is the back of the throat. Better than a podcast, I'll give you an answer right now, is LPR is sometimes referred to as silent reflux. So in contrast to GERD, where you feel heartburn, gastroesophageal reflux disease, maybe similar mechanism of acid backsplash up into the throat, which can cause hoarseness, which can cause sometimes congestion. Sometimes I got a lot of people... They're, you know, kind of clearing their throat all the time. Like, what's going on? Why are they coughing? Well, it's not a lung cough. It's not a cough from the lungs. It's a cough from the throat. And it is an interesting condition because it's not just about excess acidity. The frequent way of treating this is ENT doctors will use a scope, and they'll look back in the back of your throat, and they'll say, oh, yeah, you have LPR, because they will see not – they don't go to the esophagus because that's not their bailiwick. That would be gastroenterologists. Go further down to the esophagus. They'll look at the back of the throat and say, yeah, it's red, it's inflamed. You've got LPR. They'll give you an acid blocker. But the acid blocker often provides incomplete relief because, in my opinion, in the opinion of many experts, LPR is more complicated. It's not just a matter of excess acid backsplash from below. It's also postnasal drip and inflammation that may be allergic in the back of the throat. And so the treatment for that, in my opinion, is diet modification. Yeah, sometimes acid blockage can work to some extent, but avoiding the foods that are irritants and sometimes allergens, you know, even avoiding something that's not considered a traditional ulcer food like dairy products can reduce the amount of mucus accumulation in the back of the throat that contributes to this. But also, I like to use natural anti-inflammatory treatments. And one of my favorites is something called Endofen. I believe it's made by a company called Orthomolecular. By the way, if you're looking for supplements, we mentioned kind of obscure things here. You can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. Go there for reliable, high-quality supplements. So Endofen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N, is great for GERD, it's great for LPR. It's a powder that is anti-inflammatory. So it's not just a matter of turning off the acid. You also have to use soothing agents on the surface that is inflamed to facilitate healing. And that you can also use DGL, which is a licorice extract. It has the part of the licorice removed that can raise your blood pressure. You've got to be careful about excess licorice, but DGL is deglycerizinated, taking out the glycerizin and glycyrrhizin, reduces the potential for licorice to raise your blood pressure. So, LPR, diet, certain supplements, yes, sometimes acid blockers, but it's a common malady. This item comes to us from CES 2024. They just held the Consumer Electronics Whatever, symposium, in Las Vegas. It's a big show, tech show. Thousands and thousands of people show up in Las Vegas to view the latest technology. And there's some wellness technology there. Here's one. It's called the BMO, an all-in-one thermometer, stethoscope, and heart health checker. It's a thermometer that does it all. It takes your temperature, checks your heart rate and blood oxygen levels, and even works as a stethoscope. And moreover, there's a Bluetooth connection that enables you to hook up to the Wi-Fi and send health data to your health professional. So they expect clearance from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration this June, and you can get one for $250. Also, glasses that let you hear better. You know, restaurants these days are so damn noisy. I am not really hard of hearing, but the more popular and expensive the restaurant, the less you can hear. And it's a big problem, and I might be up for one of these. These are called Nuance Audio Glasses. They're made for people with mild or moderate hearing loss, or maybe they can't hear in a theater, you know. Those who notice they have some trouble hearing in noisy, busy places. They have technology built right into glasses that will amplify sound and filter out extraneous noise. So users can tweak the glasses themselves or use a companion app. And, bonus, you can get your prescription lenses in the Nuance Audio Glasses. They're expected to be available in late 2024. Note, they aren't a replacement for hearing aids, but they nevertheless are registering them with the FDA as an over-the-counter hearing device, which are popular these days because so many people have difficulty hearing. And, you know, hearing aids, there's a stigma associated with hearing aids. I don't know that many people are really happy with hearing aids. You know, reading glasses, they got that nailed. You know, it's like vision, perfect vision with glasses. They've had that technology for a long time. A weight loss pill with a twist. It's a vibrating pill. Look out, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. It's called the Vibes, the vibrating ingestible bioelectronic stimulator pill, which will reduce appetite. Pigs given a Vibes pill before mealtime ate 40% food. So, new technology to help you lose weight. It's like a Mexican jumping bean in your stomach. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Champions once again. Kansas City Chiefs win Super Bowl 58, 25-22 in overtime over the San Francisco 49ers. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin back in the hospital with a bladder issue. Austin was admitted to Walter Reed Hospital this afternoon. Reports indicate the White House has been informed. A series of Israeli strikes has hit Rafah, the city on the southern edge of the Gaza Strip, where about 1.5 million Palestinians have fled to escape the fighting elsewhere in the four-month Israel-Hamas war. Israel's been signaling its ground offensive in Gaza may soon target the city on the Egyptian border. Meanwhile, on ABC News this week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says even though there are more than 1 million Palestinians now crammed into Rafah, it is a small area to be evacuated.
Well, Rafah is a very small percentage of Gaza, and I think it's about 10% or 15%.
Meanwhile, on Sunday, the White House says President Biden had warned Netanyahu Israel should not conduct a military operation against Hamas and Rafah without, quote, a credible and executable plan to protect civilians. Speaking of the president, his advanced age is back in the spotlight.
Last week began with the president mixing up the names of two world leaders. At separate campaign fundraisers, he recalled a 2021 conversation with G7 leaders, but named leaders who had died years earlier. Then on Friday, the special counsel's bombshell report on classified documents described the 81-year-old Joe Biden's memory as hazy, fuzzy, and having significant limitations. At a press conference, the president insisted his memory is fine, but soon mixed up the names of the Mexican and Egyptian presidents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A shooting at Lakewood Church in Houston this afternoon. Police say a woman entered the mega church with a rifle hidden in her trench coat and opened fire, wounding two people, including a 5-year-old child, before she was killed by. This is SRN Sports.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Mexico's president is proposing giving people pensions equal to their full salaries at the time they retire, something no other country does.
President Andres Manuel López Obrador leaves office in September, and he really wants his party's candidate to win the June 2nd elections. But analysts say it may also be an attempt to set the agenda for the next administration by saddling the future president with unrealistically high expectations. For the moment, López Obrador doesn't have the votes in Congress to get the pension plan passed.
Jeremy House reporting. An American woman and a man from Belize have been killed in what appears to be a dispute between drug dealers at a beach club in the Mexican resort city of Tulum. Prosecutors in the Caribbean coast state of Quintana Roo say that the woman had no connection to an alleged drug dealer from Belize, who was also killed in the shooting on Friday night. News and analysis at townhall.com. The idea of college athletes becoming unionized appears to be growing.
A pair of Dartmouth basketball players working to unionize their team now say other athletes have been reaching out to them to see if they can join the effort. Romeo Merthil and Cade Haskins say they've been bombarded with messages on social media since a National Labor Relations Board official last week said the players are indeed employees of the school and thus have the right to form a union. The players say they've heard from other Dartmouth teams and others around the Ivy League. Jason Walker reporting.
A handful of super powerful tropical cyclones in the last decade has a couple of experts proposing a new category for Whopper hurricanes, Category 6.
Two climate scientists suggest the traditional five-category scale developed more than 50 years ago doesn't do enough to show the true power of most storms. More at townhall.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We have a really fun and excellent program lined up for you today with my friends and special guest in studio, Mr. Chris Doogie and Mr. James Moberg. They are the owners and operators of Bath Wizard at bathwizardusa.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Thank you, Steve.
Great to see you, Steve.
All right. So we were talking off mic about all the Chiefs stuff. So I'm holding my breath, and I'm hoping for a big victory here. So
it's in the bag.
Well, it's exciting, and it gives even us, from a culture perspective, something exciting. We've got people who are planning a potluck and who's smoking what. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be good camaraderie on the office.
It's good for Bath Wizard. We use the analogy all the time. There's two big killer awesome teams coming out of Kansas City. It's Bass Wizard and the Chiefs.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That is exactly right.
That's right. So if you want to learn more, again, about Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. We are located in Kansas City. We're going to talk about Bath Wizard's expansion into a lot of different parts of the United States. We even had a call from some folks in Hawaii interested in the walk-in tub. So we're going to talk about all that today. Go to their website at bathwizardusa.com, bathwizardusa.com, or 1-800-298-5914. And let's talk about your platinum walk-in bathtub, and refresh our listeners on what that is, and maybe some of the features that would differentiate the Bath Wizard platinum walk-in tub from, frankly, all the others.
Well, platinum is like a shining beacon of hope on the hill. It is the walk-in bathtub everyone wishes they could be or wish they had. It's 8 years of planning. We started sketching these things out on a napkin literally over 8 years ago. And through much trial and tribulation have brought what we think is about the most perfect specimen for bathing in your advanced ages that's ever been made, hence the name the Platinum.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And we have, I'll tell you, so the audience with Senior Care Live, as you know, seniors and their caregivers. And so we spend a fair amount of time on this program talking about how to remain independent in your own home. And what comes up time and time again is hygiene and difficulties maintaining your hygiene. And it could be the difference between staying home and having to move to assisted living that, by the way, the price is skyrocketing now, $7,000 to $8,000 a month, every month, very easily. So this could save you a lot of money in the long run. Invest in your house, and oh, by the way, you get to stay home.
Right. And on top of that, people when they're bathing on a regular basis, they tend to feel better. We often use the analogy for people who are maybe more mobile. We always say if you went on a big camping trip and You were gone for 4 or 5 or 7 days, and you get home, one of the best things you could do is go take a shower. But that's for the mobile person. And there's a lot of people, we ask the question, when's the last time you took a bath? And sometimes that time, it might be not only months, it could be years since the last time they took a bath.
A lot of our customers are bathing out of a sink because they're scared to step over the ledge. Had a lady tell us one time, she said, my bathtub's only 15 inches tall, but it might as well be the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Or they're using some type of chair that's suspended over the tub, and they're really never sitting in the water. Maybe their feet get covered, and they've got some spray handle, and that's in a washcloth, and they're trying to get their back. And it's very difficult to be effective in your hygiene in bathing.
Well, if you think about it, that you just described a transfer bench, mm-hmm. and if you have a lot of strength and you have a lot, if you're a little flexible, maybe limber, you can set on the part that's outside of the tub, but then you still have to pick your legs up and get one leg over that wall of China, scoot over, and get the other leg over, and then get over, and you're still not down in the water. I mean, you're up, what, foot and a half?
You're seated on the dirtiest part of your body with no way to clean it.
Yeah.
And that's why they have holes in the bottom of mm-hmm. shower chairs.
Yep.
Which is terrible to think about, but, you know, there's people out there struggling at that right now. Obviously, that's the worst-case scenario, but unless you die before it happens,
yeah.
Well, I tell people all the time, you get lucky and die, you're okay, but if you're like the rest of us and have to get old,
mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's not graceful, and there's nothing golden about the golden years. I've had thousands of customers tell me that.
Whenever we post a picture of one of the new walk-in tubs going in somewhere, the comment sections get full of people saying things like, oh, we need this, or this would mm-hmm. be great for my husband, or my wife and I both could use this. And you can tell people start dreaming up the how they would experience it.
No doubt about it. And so with the walk-in bathtub, so let's talk about just maybe a few of the features. So in development for 8 years, and you said, okay, so this is kind of the industry norm. How can we improve that? And you, like you said, on a napkin, it would be great if we could do this and do this and do this. Let's talk about some of the things that you've achieved as far as features and benefits on your new platinum tub.
Well, the one we're most excited about is our patent-pending, we call it rifle jet technology, and it's just like rifling of a gun. The design is made so that the water comes out in a spinning action, which literally feels like someone massaging your back.
Hmm.
James is excited to talk about
TheraStone.
TheraStone.
So yeah. TheraStone is a technology for us that delivers some wonderful benefits to the bather. And really, it's borrowing from ancient technology or ancient Chinese medicine mm-hmm. of hot stones.
Yep.
And I think that not only ancient times, but people are paying money today to go to a luxurious spa to have hot stones placed on their back. And one thing you notice about hot stones, it's not hot pennies. It's not little small things.
Yeah.
It's large surface areas that are going to come in contact with the skin, mm-hmm. and it's going to make some changes physiologically. Mm. And some of those are going to be increased blood flow.
Okay.
And so we're not making claims. We just know that things like, when you can warm the body, it increases blood flow in your soft tissues.
It's pretty hard to argue that heat and massage is a bad thing for blood flow.
That's right.
Without making any medical claims, of course, more blood flow to the extremities, people with neuropathy, people mm-hmm. that are diabetic, anyone with foot or circulation issues, I think they're going to love rifle jet technology, and only Bath Wizards Platinum has it.
Or arthritis in general. There's a lot of aches and pains that rob people of feeling their best. Even people say that when they're in pain, they don't feel like they're themselves. And sometimes people chase pain with pharmaceuticals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
To provide a drug-free opportunity to feel better is wonderful. I always say, have you ever walked into a hotel and you see there's a pool and then there's the hot tub? Have you ever seen anyone look stressed out in the hot tub?
Never.
$50 a week, they can have it right in their own home.
Wow. See, and that's incredible. So, that's a good point. If you walk by a hot tub, everyone, there's always the huge smile. It feels mm-hmm. good.
Feels and everyone great. Is drawn to it. Oh, I can't wait. It's been a long day. I can't wait to get in there. And that total body submersion is so important. And that's the other unique part about our Platinum is the ability to get deep enough to get in over your shoulders. Some of the walk-in tubs you find at the big box stores, they're kind of some people refer to them as imported buckets.
Well, oh not some of. I don't believe I've ever seen anything at the big box stores. They're usually fiberglass. They're usually no heater, so you're buying a jet that's just going to blow cold air into the bathtub. There's no heater, so your water's going to get cold the second after you put it in. There's it takes forever to drain.
Or I've heard some nightmares about no adjustable velocity on the jets.
Oh.
So you either get nothing or you get too much.
Or you get blown away.
We've got the ability to throttle that up and down so you can kind of...
No water purifier at the big box store, so you're just having black sludge come out of your jets.
Ew. Dude,
no water purifier. What else? No dual drain, so you're sitting there for quite some time.
Yep.
I don't want to screw up your question of the day there.
Yep. And then you can have an independent foot massage. Again, so and we can talk about it, you know, coming up next with, but, you know, you lose your mobility, you just lost everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a really, really huge deal. So if this is resonating with you, if this is catching your attention, you're like, wait a minute. This doesn't sound like some of the tubs I've seen. Reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or bathwizardusa.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average walk-in bathtub takes how long to drain? A, 5 minutes. B, 10 minutes. C, 15 minutes. Or D, 20 minutes. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance.
Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime Video, and YouTube, all streaming services you can find and more on Roku. One of the biggest players in the streaming space, Christina Summers from Roku has more.
Our mission is to be the streaming platform that connects and benefits the entire TV ecosystem around the world. Roku is currently the number one streaming platform in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico based on hours streamed.
And all you need is a stick, box, or Roku TV to access the content.
So whether it's a simple stick that you plug into the side of your television, or if you're in the market for a new smart television and you're looking to purchase one of the different manufacturers that we work with in both the U.S. and Canada. Roku devices are very easy to set up. They're built on proprietary operating system that's the software that runs the televisions and the devices.
Head over to Roku.com for more info. That's R-O-K-U.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average walk-in bathtub takes how long to drain? Here are your options. A, 5 minutes, B, 10 minutes, C, 15 minutes, or D, 20 minutes. And the answer is... D, up to 20 minutes. And Chris and James, that sounds like a painfully long time to wait for a bathtub to drain. There's no way I'm sitting there for 20 minutes.
I always just picture if you were watching the clock. Because by the end of your bath, you've probably you've read every article on the New York Post. You've seen all the grandkids' photos on Facebook that you care to see for the day. And now you're just watching water drain.
Oh, man. That sounds absolutely horrible. So that's the average. You know, it could be 15. It could be up to 20 minutes. That's a darn long time. So let's then compare that to the platinum walk-in tub. And how long is the drain time on the platinum?
The platinum drains in less than 80 seconds in typical plumbing conditions, which is about 9 out of 10 homes in America. You always
80 have. Seconds.
80 seconds. Yep. And it's actually a patented air. It's a dual, meaning there's two. And the second one is intended to essentially put air in the line without forcing. Some of the competing models have created a pump. So one more thing to go wrong.
Oh, boy.
And
then
two, pumping air into old plumbing systems out in the country. Who knows what will happen?
That sounds like it could break the plumbing or break the joints and that sort of thing, cause a leak.
This was just good old-fashioned, better design that drains quick. That's just as simple as that.
Yep. All right. We're speaking with Chris and James from Bath Wizard. Reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. You can also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com. So let's talk about the material that the platinum is made of, because we were talking off mic about fiberglass and, you know, how many things are made out of fiberglass, but there are some real problems with that, real challenges that you've solved with a major upgrade in a polymer.
So we'll start with we have a different material than fiberglass. It's a high-tech polymer. Yeah. And really what that means is rather than like the candy coating shell of an M&M, which can be thin, you'll find that a lot of the big box stores and some of our competitors in the walk-in tub space, they use thin fiberglass as their material that is the form shape that you sit in. Unfortunately, when you start cleaning those materials, the gel coat comes off pretty quickly because they're very sensitive to almost all types of cleaning materials.
And so how are you supposed to clean that thing?
Well, that's the hard part. So the minute you start cleaning it, or the minute you just have some general wear where your feet are and where your seat is, it starts to wear thin, and that's where the breaking points happen. And when the gel coat gets thin, You start rubbing right into the fiberglass itself, not the gel coat.
Yeah.
And that's where you can get even some splinters.
There are
people who will talk about, you know, go to good old high school or college stadiums, and they sit in fiberglass seats.
Yep.
And sometimes people will say they get a fiberglass splinter.
Yeah.
Those don't feel very good, especially in the wrong spot.
That's right. Well, and fiberglass will cut you, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know, you can crack your fiberglass just stepping on it if the tub's not level.
Or if you've got unsure hands and maybe your shampoo bottle falls, you knock something into your walk-in tub.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a fiberglass walk-in tub and it was empty, you're pretty much guaranteed you just cracked
it. It could break it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So people spend all this money, and then they're left with something that is essentially just a piece of...
It's a bucket. Yeah.
I got a hole in my bucket.
Yeah.
And the high-tech polymer... mega yachts, like the yachts that you see on TV that you can't afford, that are like, oh my gosh, look at that ship. Those are made of high-tech polymer-like materials as well. It's really just new technology, new science, new research, and essentially it results in a long-lasting, hence lifetime warranty. Super easy to clean. In fact, they clean themselves. You drop in a tablet from the dishwasher, and poof,
really?
The thing washes itself. And
oh, my gosh. Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
All right. So, I was cut off on guard, but with the drop in your Cascade Platinum, and I use the Platinum little tablets, drop that in your Platinum walk-in tub, and it cleans itself. That's fantastic.
Yeah. And it also has a feature that 20 minutes after you exit the tub, it heats up all of the air jets, blows warm, heated, sanitized air through all of the jets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a self-cleaning.
It cleans your lines. I think.
And it's sanitized.
A lot of people are used to knowing about old jetted tubs, the garden tubs in their homes.
Yeah.
And when you use them, whether it's every other day or once a week or once a month or once a year, every time you turn them on, everyone kind of cringes because there's that black gunk that comes out.
Yep.
And it makes you thought you were going to have a nice bathing experience, and now you're like, I got to drain this thing, and then I've got to try it again and
clean it. Yeah.
It's just, we don't have that with the Platinum.
Well, and that's because with all those lines, you're building up, you know, mold and dirt and just nasties.
Mm-hmm.
So, oof.
Or here's another one. Every once in a while, we'll have a customer who calls us and they say, I've got a walk-in tub, but I don't like it. And sometimes when you take them apart, you see some things that don't make sense. Like U-shaped hoses allow for water to sit in there and get moldy and mildewy, and because there's not that auto-purge function, it just sits there.
That's amazing. And anytime you can take your own bath, you don't need a caregiver to help you with that. If you have to hire a caregiver to come in, I've talked about it on the show many times, it's now $35 to $40 an hour to have a home care provider come in for usually about a four-hour minimum. Right. So that's, you know, about $160 a visit and for about $50 a week, you can have your own walk-in bathtub, caregiver not required.
Remain independent in the safety and security of your own home. And, every person that we talk to over the years, you know, the husband will say, well, I'm not going to a nursing home. And we always say, well, said every person that's ever been to one.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. And you don't need one and you don't move there you have to. But, anytime you can remain independent at home, that's what everyone wants to do. And then very quickly, we don't have a whole lot of time left, and I've loved our conversation here. You are expanding into some other areas of the country. Really excited about that.
We're very lucky. There's a lot of demand for high-quality installations of exactly what we do. And we've had some really talented individuals from other organizations who are leaving because they're part of groups that have been bought up by private equity companies, and they've changed the opportunity to have a good career. And so we're fortunate enough that we're receiving some of those people, and they're making a difference in their local communities, bringing Bath Wizard into their local areas.
And we're talking about Dallas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, coming to a city and a state near you. It's BathWizardUSA.com. Chris and James, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And if someone wants to reach out, they can call that 1-800 number, 1-800-298-5914. Ask for Chris or James, and they'll take good care of you. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Washing your hands, covering coughs and sneezes, keeping your distance, wearing a mask, cleaning and disinfecting, being up to date on vaccinations, and learning about preventive antibodies to protect infants against RSV. Also, if you're sick, get tested early, seek treatment, and stay home. Learn more at lung.org/viruses. Accepting Medicare is increasingly unsustainable for physicians, resulting in many practices either refusing to take new patients or even closing their doors. That's according to the American Medical Association, which says that reforms are needed to better meet the needs of patients and physicians alike. It supports the Preserving Seniors Access to Physicians Act, a bipartisan legislative fix that would completely eliminate recent cuts. Learn more at fixmedicarenow.org.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. And as if you listen to the show, you know, a few times, or if you've listened to it for a little while, you've probably heard me harp on demand, demand, demand. So the highest demand for every part of senior care, every bit of it, from communities to home care services to home health programs to hospice, everything, everything. The demand seems to be the highest, especially for care communities and home care providers. In about the second week of January through about mid-March, okay, and I've talked about it, you know, forever. It's a bell curve. It's even on my website. I put it on there in a blog. So this is just exactly what I'm seeing right now, and I've been working with a lot of clients here recently, and unfortunately, most of them are searching proactively. They're wanting to move in maybe 60 to 90 days. I have several clients wanting to move in about maybe 6 months. I have a couple of clients looking at late summer or fall. Another couple I'm working with, they said about 6 to 12 months is probably about right for us. So most of my clients are working proactively. So I spoke with a place, a senior care community recently, and I was just doing my research to identify our top options for one of my clients. And again, it was assisted living. And I said, now let's talk about your wait list. They don't need anything right away. We can certainly wait for a while. And we talked about our time frame. And she said, well, let me take a look. She said, there are quite a few, and it's really exploded. So she started counting, and she's like, one, two, three. And she just kept on going and going. And she finally stopped it. She goes, and 19. We have 19 on the list. She said, a month ago, I had 4 names on my wait list. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, I mean, that's what it went from 4 to 19 in about 4 weeks. That's just one place. I spoke with another place, and I was inquiring about their long-term care, level of care. They have, they're a CCRC, so they have all of the above, independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. And she was just completely frazzled. She was kind of worn out, and I said, hey, they need to be hiring some help for you over here. I mean, seriously, she is really carrying quite a load there. She said that they normally would see maybe 10 inquiries to maybe 12 inquiries per week. So, you know, people calling or stopping by or maybe sending a contact through the website. 10 to 12 a week is kind of a normal week. In the second week of January, they had over 40 inquiries. So they went from a normal of 10 to 12 a week to over 40 inquiries. And then their census in long-term care, and I was impressed that they had the staffing to pull this off, went from 28 residents to a census of 40 residents. So they brought in 12 new residents in a period of 5 days. So this is exactly what I'm talking about and referring to when discussing and when saying that, you know, the best places are the best places because why? Because they're the best places. And they always have a high demand because everyone knows, hey, these are the best places. Well, guess what I want for my clients? I want the best places, so does everyone else.
And that's why we're having all these wait lists. So, and it's even, they always have that demand. And again, it's always higher during these peak months, again, about the first week or so of January through about mid-March is where we're seeing that. So that's why I'm just constantly, I'm practically preaching. I do get a little preachy about it, and I hope it's not too irritating. But, you know, I've had a lot of people say, hey, I heard you almost apologize. Don't apologize for that. That's, you're telling us what we need to know, and that's, we're thankful for that. So, I had two or three of those comments recently, actually. So I always appreciate that. But that's, I'm just trying to be helpful get out. See the places, get your name on a wait list. We're right about smack dab in the middle of this peak demand season. So get your name on a wait list today. Like this one place, you know, it was 19, you would be number 20 on the wait list. Remember, it went from 4 to 19 very quickly. So what is that? A net of 15. So I'd rather be 20th on the list rather than 35th on the list, which if you put it off another month, you will be at that rate. So hopefully I'm making my point. Be proactive if you possibly can. And then just a kind of a reflection situation. Recently, we had a dear friend of the family. She and her husband, they're just wonderful people. I mean, just some of the best people you could ever meet, ever know. And she lost her father. And she lost him suddenly and unexpectedly. One of those stories that's just, I'll just break your heart. And so we attended his funeral. And I have to say, when they go through the story of your life, there's a lot, there's a lot to his story. And I was just so impressed with just the incredible life that he led, all of the things that he accomplished, all of the people that he helped. It was impressive. And I'm sitting here thinking, wow, I don't measure up in any way. I need to be doing more stuff, right? So, but he was just a spectacular man and a wonderful human being. And but what's happened now is that this has left his wife alone, and so now we're needing to find a care community for his wife or our friend's mother, who, again, is now suddenly and unexpectedly alone. And she is not comfortable being on, you know, living in the house by herself without her husband and the acreage and all the stuff. So we'll be searching for an assisted living community for her that's connected to long-term care so that she can safely and comfortably age in place and never have to move again. We won't have to move a second time or a third time. If she needs more help, long-term care is just right down the hall, and they've got her covered for life. And there's just a tremendous peace of mind in that. And so that's what we're going to be looking for on her behalf. And then, so that was last weekend that we went to his funeral. And then this past week, I also attended the visitation of just a wonderful lady who was my client with Senior Care Consulting. And I actually worked with her son and daughter. They are just incredible people. They are amazing people, a son and daughter, brother and sister. And I actually worked with them two different times over a period of about 5 years. The first time they reached out because they needed placement assistance for both of their parents. And then when their dad died and he passed away, then they called back and they said, hey, we're kind of wanting to make a change for mom. And we had some different ideas, and we want to work with Senior Care Consulting again, but just for my mom this time. And so we went kind of a different direction there for her. But in both of these situations, the family was just showered in tremendous love from their adult children and from their families and friends in their community. And, you know, it's a sad experience, but actually at the same time, in both of these cases, it's a beautiful thing to see. And in the case of my clients with the brother and sister,
I actually asked if they would come onto the radio program here with me at Senior Care Live and just talk about their journey, because they had, this is an incredible story, and everything their parents went through and all of the support and all of the things that they were able to do for their parents. And I talked to the brother during the visitation, and he said, you know what, they took incredible care of us, and it was time for us to pay them back. And I think we did a pretty good job. I said, you did a fantastic job. You really did. So I'm going to have them on the show sometime fairly soon to talk about. I'm going to call it A Caregiver's Journey. It will be really, really good. I can't wait to bring that to you. It's really an uplifting story. It's a beautiful story. So what I just thought of, and I was reminded of, it just hold the people that you love. Hold them tightly. Never take them for granted. Support them in every single way that you can, because, again, none of us are guaranteed another minute on this earth. Every single second is truly a gift. And this is what I've been reminded of over this past week.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it. Send them some fan mail and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself, inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Attention business owners.
3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I've had a lot of people here recently who are just discovering Senior Care Consulting. They're like, well, how does this work? And I had someone, and it was an innocent question. They said, now, do you get paid by the places you take us to, right? I'm like, oh, boy. Okay. I thought everyone knew that, but obviously they don't. And it's silly to think everyone knows it. So let's just back up and talk about the process and the business model with Senior Care Consulting. And we get a ton of referrals from people who listen to Senior Care Live, and they say, hey, you know, heard you talking about this on the radio on one of your programs, and we're going to need your help finding, assisted living or long-term care or memory care for my mom or my dad, my spouse, my loved one. And then we have a lot of people who listen to the program, and they will say, hey, they'll know someone who needs some placement assistance, and they know of Senior Care Consulting, and they will make that referral. We also have quite a few business professionals, elder law and estate planning attorneys, people just working in the business in senior care or a related business, who are referring their clients to Senior Care Consulting. I always appreciate all of the referrals, and thank you so much. So many years ago, I helped my grandparents through the transition from their home to, and what they needed at that time was an assisted living level of care. And it was through that experience that I started Senior Care Consulting to help other families in the exact same way that I helped my own grandparents, and that's how it started a very long time ago. So the first step is, first of all, I offer a free consultation. Usually we'll have a nice conversation over the phone. Sometimes it's in person, but we always have that consultation to make sure that this is a good fit for you, you're a good fit for us, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to move forward, then we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment. So we ask a lot of questions that help us answer the big questions. What level of care do we need? What type of care? Payment method? Hold on to your checkbook. This stuff is really expensive, and it just keeps getting higher and higher. It's almost disturbing how expensive some of this is getting, frankly. But we talk about the payment method, location parameters, and then any personal preferences and needs. And that assessment also identifies a lot of other really important information. So now we have a detailed description of exactly what it is that we need on your behalf or on behalf of your loved one needing the care, needing the placement. And then I call that building a care profile. And then with that, then we research the entire marketplace and we narrow it to our top providers. And then the next step is we would go out together and take a tour. So we want to go out. We want to meet the people. We want to see the place, see everything that we need to see. And while we're there, we ask a lot of quality-related and performance-based questions. We just ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most of our clients would never even know to ask. They wouldn't even know. And if they did know to ask, they wouldn't understand how important that is because it's just new to them. And so, and again, when I started this company, Senior Care Consulting, you know, I have experience as a nursing home administrator, an executive director of an assisted living facilities, and I've opened memory care communities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think I look at this differently than most folks. But so we ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information. We're in and out of each place very quickly. The entire process takes maybe, you know, maybe 4 hours, maybe 5 hours tops. We start first thing in the morning. We're usually wrapped up between 12:30 and 1, and we're done. So it saves our clients dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time. I've had people over all these years tell me that they have spent 50 to 100 hours. If they're trying to do their homework, running around, just looking at all these places, compare, contrast, ask questions, have family meetings, just all of that. And my clients spend about 4 hours, maybe 5 hours, they're done. So it's a big time saver. But then at the end of the process, then we create a report that has all the questions asked, all the information discovered. We calculate their exact staffing ratios. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspections. And so now you have a wealth of information on the top places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That's what it's all about for me. So that's the process. The business model is that we work, it's very transparent, very straightforward. We work with a flat fee for service. We are paid by our clients directly to help them objectively through the search and selection process. So we work directly for our clients. We represent them. If there are any points that could be negotiated or discussed, we do that on behalf of our clients. When we research the market, we research the entire marketplace. So compare that to this nice lady's innocent question. What she was asking is Senior Care Consulting one of these free, I'm using my air quotes, free referral services? There's nothing free about them. They get paid huge money by the places they recommend. And so compare that. The free places will help you find a place, and they will recommend their business partners, facilities they've contracted with. These places have agreed, and it's so surprising. They will pay these free quote unquote referral services 80% of the first month's cost, 90%, 100% of the first month's cost. So if the place is $8,000 a month and it's a 90% agreement, they're getting a big fat check for $7,200 to highly recommend this place for you. In my opinion, you have no, if you just got paid a huge amount of money by the place you're recommending, you have no credibility in my book. You have zero objectivity. It's a joke. In my opinion, it's a joke. So I had an attorney ask me, Steve, why should we refer our clients to you rather than to a free referral service? And I said, well, every time you refer your client to a free referral service, you'll have this question. Did they send my client to the best place for them, Or did they send my client to the place where they...
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Houston police say a woman in a trench coat entered the megachurch of Pastor Joel Osteen and started shooting with a rifle and was killed by two off-duty officers who were working security. Authorities say a 5-year-old child was with her. He was critically wounded during the gunfire, as well as a 57-year-old man who was standing nearby. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's been hospitalized with a bladder issue. The Pentagon says Austin was transported to Walter Reed Sunday afternoon, and the White House had been informed. President Biden's advanced age and memory loss back in the spotlight.
Last week began with the president mixing up the names of two world leaders at separate campaign fundraisers. He recalled a 2021 conversation with G7 leaders, but named leaders who had died years earlier. Then on Friday, the special counsel's bombshell report on classified documents described the 81-year-old Joe Biden's memory as hazy, fuzzy, and having significant limitations. At a press conference, the president insisted his memory is fine, but soon mixed up the names of the Mexican and Egyptian presidents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Egypt claims it will pull out of the nearly 50-year-old Camp David Accords if Israel does not stop attacking Hamas terrorists around the city of Rafah.
Egypt is threatening to stop its peace treaty with Israel and says that a ground operation in Rafah could force the closure of its crossing, cutting off one of the only avenues for delivering essential supplies. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a recent statement that sending troops into Rafah was necessary to win the war against Hamas.
That's correspondent Rika N. Garcia reporting. Diversity initiatives would be defunded or banned from universities and other public institutions under a slate of bills pending in Republican-led legislatures. Townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks and members of his family were among 6 people killed Friday in a California helicopter crash.
Herbert Wigwe, chief executive of Access Bank, along with his wife and son, have been identified as victims of the crash by the director general of the World Trade Organization, who also says Abimbola Ogunbanjo, the former chair of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, was also killed when the helicopter they were riding in went down in the Mojave Desert. Weather was poor with reports of rain and snow in the area. Both pilots also died. The charter flight was headed to Nevada just outside Las Vegas. Nigeria's president called the deaths an overwhelming tragedy that is shocking beyond comprehension. I'm Julie Walker.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. J.P. Morgan Chase plans to open at least 500 new branches in the next 3 years.
It will reverse a decade-long industry trend where banks like J.P. Morgan and Bank of America have closed branches as fewer Americans need to cash a paycheck or pull money out of an ATM. The new branches will be primarily located in cities such as Boston, Charlotte, Washington, D.C., as well as Philadelphia and Minneapolis. These are markets that Chase has expanded into in recent years and are cities that are noticeably dominated by other big banks.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports Chase says the multi-billion dollar expansion will create some 3,500 new jobs. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says one of its dogs sniffed out something unusual in a traveler's luggage in Boston, dead monkeys. The traveler coming back from the Democratic Republic of Congo reported the luggage contained dried fish. More at townhall.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Program where we answer your questions. You can call us 877-726-8255. Plus, I've been scanning all the important health stories and scientific articles for the week, and we'll digest many of them for you in hopefully understandable and an entertaining form. That's what intelligent medicine is all about. The best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those all together for you each weekend is my job. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, to come directly into the doctor's office. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and we have some recorded calls we're going to take as well. And a program note, I want to welcome a new radio affiliate to our Intelligent Medicine roster. It's KFAR-AM. And FM 97.5 in the Fairbanks, Alaska market. Woohoo! Yeah, okay. We're up in Alaska. And it will air on Sundays from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Well, that's pretty early in the morning for many of you. But I'm watching the series True Detective, and this season's plot revolves around something that's happening up in Alaska above the Arctic Circle, where in December and January it's just dark all the time. The sun disappears around mid-December, never to rise again until later in the year. And so I guess it didn't matter if it's early in the morning. Any time of day is okay up there in those dark and cold regions. So welcome folks listening via KFAR AM in Fairbanks. 877-726-8255, our number. And one of the most interesting stories this week has to do with the impact of a low-carbohydrate diet. Now, there's no question that low-carbohydrate diets are helpful for weight loss. They can help diabetics. Many people lose weight. Their blood sugar improves. Their blood pressure improves. And hence, that lowers their cardiovascular risk. But a disturbing tendency of low-carbohydrate diets, particularly diets that are high in animal protein, and many low-carb diets are animal protein-based, lots of meat, lots of dairy products, high fat, but very low carb. Yeah, you lose weight. Yeah, your blood sugar improves, but your LDL sometimes soars. And that's a knock on the low-carb diet, especially when it includes animal protein. And so what's interesting is that it's hard to predict when LDL will go up. It sometimes goes up on a low-carb diet, and it sometimes actually goes down. So the big debate is a low-carb diet helpful for certain things, but then it may ultimately raise your cardiovascular risk because we fixate on LDL, low-density lipoprotein, as the culprit in cardiovascular disease. It's a target for statin drugs. When you have an LDL above a certain level, your doctor is going to pester you to go on a statin drug to lower it because that is said to be the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk. Well, there's a very interesting study here. It's a study of studies. They call that a meta-analysis. 41 trials with 1,379 participants. And they looked at the impact of a low-carb diet on LDL. And they came up with a very, very interesting result. What they found is that if you are of normal to low weight, and normal these days is overweight, but I'm saying a BMI of 25. I personally have a BMI of 25. I'm 165 pounds. I'm 5'10", so I have a BMI that's calculated to be 25. And that's pretty close to optimal. A higher BMI is sometimes associated with cardiovascular risk. Obesity, the cutoff is 35. That is certainly associated with cardiovascular risk. Intermediate levels, 26 to 34. Moderate increase in cardiovascular risk and higher risk of metabolic syndrome. Okay, so what they found is that if you have an LDL that's 25 or less and you go on a low-carb diet, it is more likely that your LDL will go up. And I personally am a case in point because I was once on a very low-fat, high-carbohydrate, high-fiber, vegan diet, virtually no animal fat, very low fat, lots and lots of grains and starchy vegetables, and for protein, things like tofu, which is relatively low fat. And in switching to an animal protein-based diet, a low-carb diet, my LDL went up. Initially, my total cholesterol was about 135 on a macrobiotic vegan diet. And then I flipped the switch to a low-carb diet, including plentiful amounts of animal protein, and my cholesterol soared to over 200. But the good news is that when I assessed my cardiovascular risk via a coronary artery calcium scan at the age of 65, there was zero plaque. So evidently that had little consequence in terms of my cardiovascular risk. But what they found was kind of interesting is that for people with an intermediate BMI, 25 to 35, the LDL cholesterol did not change on a low-carb diet, even including plentiful animal protein, saturated fat, and cholesterol. But here's the interesting part. For folks with a BMI greater than 35, the obese, people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, LDL cholesterol actually decreased on average by 7 points. Thus, for the very people who are at high risk of cardiovascular disease, the overweight, the effect of a low-carb diet is different. It lowers your LDL. What I'd like to see is some research on slicing and dicing LDL. We know now that LDL is not one single monolithic thing. There is bad LDL and not so bad LDL, and maybe even protective LDL. Small, dense LDL particles put you at high risk for cardiovascular disease. Large, fluffy LDL particles are less harmful. In fact, may even be benign. And what I've found when I've done this analysis on patients who change their diets is, yes, the LDL sometimes goes up, but the LDL quality improves. The small, dense particles convert to large, fluffy, more benign particles, and that ultimately lowers cardiovascular risk. So putting all our chips on LDL as the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular risk assessment may be a misguided way of looking at things. We need to look at blood sugar, blood pressure, weight, inflammation is a big factor, homocysteine, Lp(a), and on it goes in terms of cardiovascular risk assessment. Interesting study. 877-726-8255 if you want to comment or if you have a question, call in. We're here. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. 877-726-8255. Our number, that number available to you weekends, weekdays, anytime you like. You can call, you can record a question. We've got a live caller, Kathy from Connecticut. How are you doing, Kathy?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I want you to comment on cannabis and the relationship to your brain for like a 65-year-old person that takes it who's losing their memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Is there connection?
There can be. I mean, there is a reason that they call marijuana dope, okay, because it can have adverse effects on the brain. That being said, there's some evidence that CBD, which is a component of marijuana, the sort of the non-stoner component of marijuana, may have anti-inflammatory effects in the brain and actually cognitive preservation properties. So it depends. But, you know, I'm most worried about the use of cannabis in young kids, in pre-adolescents, teenagers. When you use it later in life, unless you use it habitually, like, you know, you wake up and smoke a joint, and you need pot throughout the day, that is not a good thing. What do you think? Is this related to yourself or to a person you're concerned about?
A friend who has to take it to get to sleep, takes it all the time, and it's some kind of thing that a friend makes up for her.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed any changes in their cognitive abilities?
Yes, she admits she can't forgets all the time, and her husband told me that she got lost coming home one day and was one street away.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a trade-off there. That it may help sedate her, relax her,
exactly.
Enable sleep, but it may actually have a damaging effect on cognition. Of course, you know, correlation is not necessarily cognition. She may, an alternative explanation is that she may have sleep problems due to incipient Alzheimer's. Actually, people who develop Alzheimer's often have sleep problems as a precursor to that. And so the problem may be that with or without the pot, she's developing cognitive decline, which disturbs her sleep. She's using the pot. It's helping her sleep, but the cognitive decline isn't being arrested by the pot. In fact, it may be even accelerated. So, yeah, I mean, look, I have a concern about legalization. Okay, great. It's really a good idea that, you know, somebody who has a nickel bag of pot doesn't go to jail. That didn't happen very often anyway. But the popularization of pot, not a good thing. I spent some unproductive years in college smoking pot, and I kind of regret it. Not that it has long-lasting deleterious effects on my brain, but it was kind of a waste of time because it was difficult to focus and concentrate, and I could have gotten more out of the college experience without that. So, not a great thing.
What kind of medical professional could help her?
Well, if she's, you got to be desirous of help to get help, and she may be quite content with the status quo, but if she wants help, she really needs to see an addiction specialist. You know, that's a genre of medicine where people work on helping people, get off whatever they're hooked on. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item I find interesting. It's a new fix, a simple fix for elevated blood sugar. It's a lifestyle fix. Hemoglobin A1C is a marker of overall blood sugar. And an elevated hemoglobin A1C predicts the risk of diabetes. So in this study, they looked at diabetic rats. And I'm personally a swimmer. I spent a lot of time in a pool. Swimming is a good exercise, but my pool is relatively warm. They trained these rats in swimming in both hot and cold water pools. We know that cold immersion is something that helps burn brown fat, which helps people reduce weight and may improve metabolism. In this study, they found that by having the rats swim in hot pools or warm, body temperature pools, no big change on their hemoglobin A1C, but when trained in cold pools, their blood sugar improved. And the intervention also included a combination with cinnamon supplementation. So the trick that worked was giving the rats cinnamon along with having them swim in cold pools, their blood sugar improved significantly. So this actually harkens back to a personal story that I've shared on this program, but I'll share it again. I have a friend who is frankly very, very overweight, and it's clearly a genetic thing because she doesn't overeat. She's very active. She has many family members who are overweight. It's in the genes. She probably weighs over 300 pounds, and she was complaining of feeling lethargic and tired, schlepping around all that weight. So she installed a cold immersion pool in her yard, and religiously she spends 3 minutes immersed in the pool at temperatures as low as 49 degrees. Now, air temperature 49, that's not that cold, but water temperature 49 is pretty darn cold. It's going to sting. It's going to give you an ice cream headache if you immerse your face in the water. But by doing that, and she didn't change anything else, she lost 35 pounds, and she feels energized. There really is something to cold immersion in terms of improving metabolism. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Does our border have turnstiles and velvet ropes? It's the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some Republicans are touting a bill with a limit of 5,000 migrants per day. That's still 1.8 million per year. An amusement park doesn't let more people in when it hits capacity. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We've got your phone calls, 877-726-8255. And I also want to talk a little bit about I keep calling him Prince Charles. I don't know. I just can't get out of my head that he's now King Charles. So King Charles, King Charles, King Charles. I got to visualize a King Charles Spaniel with those big eyes when I talk about Charlie. This is an interesting situation because just in the past month, we've had two cases of, quote, routine prostate surgery, celebrity cases of individuals going in for treatment of their prostate and ending up in trouble. In trouble of sorts. There was, of course, Defense Secretary Austin, who had prostate cancer treatment, and then ended up going back to the hospital, requiring intravenous antibiotics, having a stay in the intensive care unit, and then, of course, the big brouhaha about how the chain of command didn't even know that he was sick or in the hospital, and he happens to lead America's military establishment, so it's kind of a big deal, right? Then there's King Charles, who went in because he had, well, not prostate cancer, he had enlarged prostate. And then all of a sudden it was announced that he had cancer. And the initial thought was, okay, so as can happen when you take out some of the prostate tissue to shrink the prostate, it's called a TURP, T-U-R-P, transurethral resection of the prostate. It's kind of a Roto-Rooter procedure to reduce the size of the prostate to prevent the constriction that causes urinary symptoms in older guys. And so sometimes they'll say, well, yeah, we found there was some prostate cancer there. There's some cancerous cells. But no, they were very clear to clarify early on that it was not prostate cancer. They made a statement that the cancer that they found is not related, quote, to his recent treatment for a benign prostate condition, sometimes referred to as BPH, benign prostate hypertrophy. So speculation began. And then, you know, I went on Twitter, which is really kind of a toxic place, and then they have sort of the anti-royalist folks going, yay, he's going to die, and people doing, you know, the Irish jig because they... Certain people really hate the monarchy, and all the irony speculation about how his mom had a 70-year reign. She assumed the throne at a young age after her father died. Incidentally, her father died of lung cancer, and there was a lot of secrecy around that, too. It wasn't divulged that he had lung cancer before his death. There was even some speculation that the king himself wasn't told that he was terminally ill. So it was kind of a surprise. She was off on safari in Kenya, and it was announced that her dad had died and that she was going to have to assume the throne. So there's been kind of a, you know, kind of an ambivalent attitude about disclosing the health of the monarchy in the UK. So they said, well, he's got cancer, but we're not going to tell you what kind of cancer it is. So the guessing game began, you know. What kind of cancer was it? Well, probably it had something to do with a lower part of his body, that certain part of his anatomy that was examined. And in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of people, the most likely possibility is bladder cancer. Because when you do prostate surgery, you sometimes do cystoscopy and look inside the bladder, and you might see some abnormalities in the surface of the bladder suggesting bladder cancer. And so then the King Charles was released from the hospital and sent home, and it was said that he was going to receive treatments on an intermittent basis, that he was going to have to reduce his public appearances, but he was going to continue, they say. He was advised by the doctors to, quote, postpone public-facing duties, according to the palace spokespeople, and, quote,
throughout this period, His Majesty will continue to undertake state business and official paperwork as usual. So that kind of reinforces the case for bladder cancer, which can be treated in its early stages as an outpatient. If it's stage one, which means that it's at the surface of the bladder, but it hasn't penetrated the muscle beneath or spread to an adjacent organ, it can be treated with infusions of either mitomycin, which is a chemotherapy agent, where the bladder kind of soaks, it kind of marinates in the chemotherapy, or something called BGH, which is an interesting therapy because it's not chemotherapy, it's actually immunotherapy. BGH is an old vaccine against tuberculosis. Doesn't work all that well, but it does simulate the immune system, and thereby it may cause the immune system to take over and get rid of the superficial cancer in the bladder. So sometimes you get infusions of BGH into the bladder, and that can be done on an intermittent basis. You can go in, you know, as an outpatient, get your infusion. You know, it could knock you out a little bit, but it's not going to be really debilitating. And so all these people who are rejoicing that this was the demise of King Hai, how ironic, his mom, you know, served for 70 years, but he just assumed the kingship, and he's got cancer, and he's on his way out. No, he's not on his way out. This is a very eminently curable situation, and he will survive his brush with cancer. So long live the king, and, you know, I think ultimately it's going to turn out to be a case of bladder cancer. So there you have the celebrity disease of the week. 877-726-8255, our number. And I just want to remind you that if you're suffering from fatigue, there may be an answer. Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. And the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to repair damaged cells and the mitochondria that power them is NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT-Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin and mineral formulas. There's immune support formulas, targeted nutrition, and pure NT-Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT-Factor for years. Don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it for my patients as well. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number is available to you 24-7, 365. It's an open line where you can call and record a question, and then we'll take some of those recorded questions on the weekend and share them with you. And we got one, so let's hear it.
My PSA has always been below 1. And it still is, but sometimes, you know, I have to go 3 or 4 times during the night to urinate, and my doctor said I should go for a rectal exam. Given the PSA has always been below 1, do you think that is advisable?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you have what you have the King Charles syndrome. You have, you know, enlarged prostate. And the good sign is that when you are 78 and your PSA is below 1, you're almost virtually assured to not have prostate cancer. So I think going to a urologist and getting checked out is not about finding out if, God forbid, you have cancer, because that's virtually impossible with a PSA that low. But it is a matter of seeing if there's something that could be done or should be done for an enlarged prostate. And it doesn't have to be surgery. There are medical treatments for that as well. And so part of that is a rectal exam, because the easiest way to assess the size of the prostate is to, yeah, get that glove finger in there, the exam that men dread, and assess it manually, you know, which is what urologists are really good at doing, because they do it day in and day out. And you could get checked out. There could be some relief for you, because, you know, waking up 3-4 times a night, that can disturb your sleep quality, and can have
can undermine your health, and there may be some answers for you. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to the Intelligent Medicine radio program.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites, shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Jumpstart your healthy resolutions with reduced pricing on all my favorite supplements from Thorne. Right now, my entire curated selection of Thorne supplements is 20% off, including Thorne's cutting-edge brain support formula, Cinequel. I've added Cinequel to my personal daily regimen to fight off cognitive decline. Cinequel is rich in the best researched ingredients that help support brain function. Its active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of specific nutrients for shorter-term support after impact-related head injury. Just go to drhoffman.com/thorn for 20% off Cinequel, as well as my entire curated selection of Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
.org. This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents.
PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255. Our number, we're going to take some of your recorded calls in just a moment, because you can call 24/7, 365 anytime you have a question or comment to share. Just leave it at 877-726-8255. We'll pick it up in a subsequent program. I just wanted to comment a little bit on that call earlier where the wife was calling on behalf of her husband who had a stroke. He has some mild impairments after a stroke. Acupuncture in post-stroke patients. Now, that might sound kind of weird, right? You know, good luck with that. Acupuncture after you've had a stroke. I mean, you're not putting the needles in the brain, so how could it possibly work? Well, they did a study in China recently on people who had post-stroke motor aphasia. So they couldn't talk or they had difficulty speaking. Aphasia is what Bruce Willis has, but he had a form of progressive aphasia, which is not stroke-related. It's just a neurodegenerative disease that affects speech primarily, unlike Alzheimer's, which affects virtually everything. So anyway, aphasia, difficulty speaking. Two groups, those who received 6 weeks of acupuncture versus a placebo. Now, how do you do placebo with acupuncture? Well, you got to do something. And what they do is they put the needles in, but they put the needles in the wrong places, not in correct acupuncture points. So they get treatment. You know, anytime you get any kind of treatment, you're going to say, yeah, I feel better. You're doing something, right? So there has to be a placebo. Those who received 6 weeks of correct acupuncture treatment with 6 months of follow-up showed significant improvements in language function, quality of life, and neurological impairment. So it's a fascinating study suggesting the power of acupuncture even in a condition like stroke, to facilitate stroke recovery. So, hey, it's worth a shot, worth a try. All right, 877-726-8255 gets us to one of our recorded calls. Let's hear it.
Do you have a podcast or any information, LPR, laryngeal esophageal reflux?
Okay, it's LPR stands for laryngopharyngeal reflux. So, yes, it does involve the esophagus, which is a little bit lower than the pharynx. The pharynx is the back of the throat. Better than a podcast, I'll give you an answer right now, is LPR is sometimes referred to as silent reflux. So in contrast to GERD, where you feel heartburn, gastroesophageal reflux disease, maybe similar mechanism of acid backsplash up into the throat, which can cause hoarseness, which can cause sometimes congestion. Sometimes I got a lot of people, they're, you know, kind of clearing their throat all the time. Like, what's going on? Why are they coughing? Well, it's not a lung cough. It's not a cough from the lungs. It's a cough from the throat. And it is an interesting condition because it's not just about excess acidity. The frequent way of treating this is ENT doctors will use a scope and they'll look back in the back of your throat and they'll say, oh, yeah, you have LPR, because they will see they don't go to the esophagus because that's not their bailiwick. That would be gastroenterologists go further down to the esophagus. They'll look at the back of your throat and say, yeah, it's red, it's inflamed, you've got LPR. They'll give you an acid blocker. But the acid blocker often provides incomplete relief because, in my opinion, in the opinion of many experts, LPR is more complicated. It's not just a matter of excess acid backsplash from below. It's also postnasal drip and inflammation that may be allergic in the back of the throat.
And so the treatment for that, in my opinion, is diet modification. Yes, sometimes acid blockage can work to some extent, but avoiding the foods that are irritants and sometimes allergens, you know, even avoiding something that's not considered a traditional ulcer food like dairy products can reduce the amount of mucus accumulation in the back of the throat that contributes to this. But also, I like to use natural anti-inflammatory treatments. And one of my favorites is something called Endofen. I believe it's made by a company called Orthomolecular. By the way, if you're looking for supplements, we mentioned kind of obscure things here. You can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. Go there for reliable, high-quality supplements. So Endofen, E-N-D-E-F-E-N, is great for GERD. It's great for LPR. It's a powder that is anti-inflammatory. So it's not just a matter of turning off the acid. You also have to use soothing agents on the surface that is inflamed to facilitate healing. And that you can also use DGL, which is a licorice extract. It has the part of the licorice removed that can raise your blood pressure. You've got to be careful about excess licorice. But DGL is deglycerizinated, taking out the glycerizin and glycyrrhizin. Reduces the potential for licorice to raise your blood pressure. So, LPR, you know, diet, certain supplements, yes, sometimes acid blockers, but it's a common malady. This item comes to us from CES 2024. They just held the Consumer Electronics, whatever, symposium in Las Vegas. It's a big show, tech show. Thousands and thousands of people show up in Las Vegas to view the latest technology. And there's some wellness technology there. Here's one. It's called the BMO, an all-in-one thermometer, stethoscope, and heart health checker. It's a thermometer that does it all. It takes your temperature, checks your heart rate and blood oxygen levels, and even works as a stethoscope. And moreover, there's a Bluetooth connection that enables you to hook up to the Wi-Fi and send health data to your health professional. So they expect clearance from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration this June, and you can get one for $250. Also, glasses that let you hear better. You know, restaurants these days are so damn noisy. I am not really hard of hearing, but the more popular and expensive the restaurant, the less you can hear. And it's a big problem, and I might be up for one of these. These are called Nuance Audio Glasses. They're made for people with mild or moderate hearing loss, or maybe they can't hear in a theater, you know. Those who notice they have some trouble hearing in noisy, busy places. They have technology built right into glasses that will amplify sound and filter out extraneous noise. So users can tweak the glasses themselves or use a companion app. And bonus, you can get your prescription lenses in the Nuance Audio Glasses. They're expected to be available in late 2024. Note, they aren't a replacement for hearing aids, but they nevertheless are registering them with the FDA as an over-the-counter hearing device, which are popular these days because so many people have difficulty hearing. And, you know, hearing aids, there's a stigma associated with hearing aids. I don't know that many people are really happy with hearing aids. You know, reading glasses, they got that nailed. You know, it's like vision, perfect vision with glasses. They've had that technology for a long time. A weight loss pill with a twist. It's a vibrating pill. Look out, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro. It's called the Vibes, the Vibrating Ingestible Bioelectronic Stimulator Pill, which will reduce appetite. Pigs given a Vibes pill before mealtime ate 40% food. So new technology to help you lose weight. It's like a Mexican jumping bean in your stomach. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection, Sleep.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Israeli military says it's rescued two hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip. It identified them as Fernando Simon Marmon and Louis Haar. It says both men were kidnapped by Hamas militants from kibbutz near Itzhak in the October 7th cross-border attack. The rescue took place early Monday in the southern border town of Rafah in a raid that killed at least seven people. The army says both men are in good medical condition. Israel says around 100 hostages remain in Hamas captivity, as well as the remains of about 30 others. Some say they were surprised. Others say they expected the announcement. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher will not run for a fifth term.
The Saturday announcement comes after Gallagher's vote last week opposing the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the impacts of illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. The margin fell just one vote shy, with Gallagher as one of just three Republicans who voted nay. Gallagher is a former U.S. Marine who grew up in Green Bay and has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. George Williams reporting.
A winter storm advisory issued for eastern New Mexico, including the city of Roswell, which got its first notable snowfall of the season.
The heaviest snow is stretching across east central New Mexico in a band that is likely producing some very high snowfall rates, poor visibility, and likely some very poor road conditions.
That's the National Weather Service's Jennifer Shoemake reporting. The storms stem from a slow-moving system that first hit California early Wednesday. A ship has come under attack by two missiles in the key Bab el Mandeb Strait in the latest attack believed to have been carried out by Yemen's Houthi rebels. No one was wounded in the attack Monday. And the Chiefs repeat as Super Bowl champs. They beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime Sunday night. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
A radio station disappears.
A radio station manager says the theft of its giant tower has silenced what used to be the voice of a small Alabama town and surrounding county. Authorities say a thief or thieves made off with the 200-foot tower, which was discovered missing February 2nd. That shut down WJLX radio in Jasper, Alabama. So far, no arrests have been made. WJLX general manager Brett Elmore says a nearby building that stored important equipment was also vandalized, with every piece of equipment inside stolen. The station had no insurance on any of it. He estimates it'll take anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000 to rebuild. Keith Peters reporting.
Lisa Frankenstein did not come to life at the North American box office in its first weekend in theaters. It debuted in second place on a very slow Super Bowl weekend behind the spy thriller Argylle. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A poll earlier in the week showed Americans believe air travel is relatively safe in the U.S. despite the recent Alaska Airlines incident over Oregon.
About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say airplanes are a very or somewhat safe method of travel. And about 2 in 10 adults say they have a great deal of confidence that airplanes are being properly maintained and are safe from structural faults. Another half say they have a moderate amount of faith that this is the case. I'm Donna Warder.
New York expanding a curfew to additional migrant shelters. Mayor Eric Adams' administration imposing an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew at 20 migrant shelters starting Monday after initially placing the restrictions at 4 other locations. The city's traditional homeless shelters have long had such curfews. More at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time we begin this jam-packed show in a 19th century Kansas cow town. Then we have the story of a woman trying to save her husband from execution in Suspense's Night of the Storm. Before Gunsmoke began its impressive 20-year run on television, it indeed was a radio show. Instead of James R. Ness, the role of Dodge City's U.S. Marshal was played by William Conrad. Many of the radio scripts would also later be used on the TV show. Listen now for John McIntyre joining the regular cast in Daddy-O from June 10th, 1956.
Gunsmoke. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun Smoke, starring William Conrad. transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely. Chester.
Well, sir, I sure am glad to see you back.
Well, it's good to be back, Chester.
My, you've been gone over a month.
That's 6 weeks to be exact.
Gracious, you sure must have covered a lot of territory.
Well, I'll tell you all about it later. What's been going on here?
Oh, nothing much, I guess. You know how Dodge is. Things are just about the same.
They are, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about that new sign over the Long Branch here?
New sign? Oh, my goodness, Mr. Dillon, I plumb forgot. That happened the week you left.
Sam Noonan and Kitty Russell, proprietors.
Ain't that the doggonest thing you ever heard of? They're partners now, Mr. Dillon. Miss Kitty bought a half interest in the place, and her and Sam's running it together.
Oh, where'd Kitty get the money?
Well, you know, Miss Kitty, she never spends much, and she's been saving it for years and years.
I guess it mounts up. You save money that way.
Yeah, you ought to go in and say hello, Mr. Dillon. Miss Kitty's been waiting real proud for you to get back.
Well, I'd like to. If you'll put my horse up for me. Yeah?
Sure, I will.
Okay. I'll see you at the office later.
All right, sir.
Hello, Sam.
Well, Marshal Dillon. When'd you get back?
Just now. Saw your new sign outside, and I came in to see if the price of whiskey had gone up.
Well, Marshal, the price of whiskey went down at the Long Branch.
What?
Yeah. First thing Kitty talked me into it.
Well, knowing you, that must have taken some talking.
Well, you know, she was right. We're making more money than ever. I sure got to hand it to her.
Ah, good. Where is she?
Well, she went to her room, Marshal. And, you know, I wish you'd go up and see her. She's... She got me worried.
Oh, why?
Well, we were sitting here talking business, and a boy come in with a telegram for her, and she read it, and she turned kind of pale and then got up and left.
Huh. Yeah, sure, Sam. I'll go see her. Hello, Kitty.
Well, come in.
Thank you. I just got back. I thought I'd come around and congratulate you.
Oh, well, thanks.
Kitty.
Huh?
Sam told me about the telegram. If there's anything I can do to help.
Oh, Matt, you got it all wrong. Sam, too. It's not bad news.
Oh? Well, I'm glad to hear that.
It's my father, Matt.
What?
My father, Wayne Russell. He's coming here to Dodge tomorrow.
Well, I thought your father was lost.
Well, he has been. I've never even seen him. He left my mother in New Orleans a few months after I was born.
Yeah, I know.
He was a gambler, Matt. He worked the riverboats. Mother always said he was a very charming man. Funny thing is, she never held it against him, his deserting her. She just accepted it as the way he was. In a strange sort of way, she was proud of him.
Well, how do you feel about him, Kitty?
Same as my mother, I guess.
Hmm. He's coming tomorrow, you say, huh?
Matt, will you go to the depot with me to meet him? Like I say, I'm real happy about it. but I feel kind of scared. Matt, you really think he'll be honest?
Now, you just keep calm, Kitty.
People are starting to get off, see?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, I just thought of something.
What?
Well, I recognize him. I don't even know what he looks like. Matt, what'll I do?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here comes Chester with somebody now.
Oh, you think that's him?
Well, he's about the right age.
Yeah?
Gray hair. He's dressed mighty fancy.
What'll I say to him? Maybe it isn't him at all.
Easy now, kid.
Well, I found him, Miss Kitty. He come right up to me and asked if he knew you. Now, can you imagine that?
So you're Kitty.
Hello.
You're beautiful. I knew you'd be beautiful.
Thank you.
I know how you feel, child. We'll get acquainted. We're going to be great friends, Kitty.
Well, sure. I mean, of course. Well, this is Marshal Dillon.
Welcome to Dodge, Mr. Russell.
Well, thank you, Marshal. It's a pleasure to know you. Kitty, I want to meet all your friends, and I've an idea.
Yeah?
I'd like to give a dinner tonight. I trust there's a restaurant here that could accommodate us.
Oh, there sure is, Mr. Russell, and that is a fine idea. Delmonico's, that's the best. We could
Chester.
Go there right now and tell them to get started cooking.
Chester.
Well, I'm only trying to help.
Well, that'd be pretty expensive, wouldn't it?
Kitty, my child, expense doesn't matter. I own a very prosperous freighting business in New Orleans now. I've had it for some time.
Well, that's wonderful.
Will you invite your friends for me, Kitty?
Yeah, if you want.
And about how many shall I tell them to expect?
Well, Chester and Matt and Doc Adams and... Oh, I don't know.
Well, ain't you going to ask Sam, Miss Kitty? After all, he's your partner now.
A partner? What partner, Kitty?
Oh, it's nothing.
Nothing? Why, Mr. Russell, she's half owner of the Goinest Saloon in Dodge, that's all.
Is this true, Kitty?
Well, it's really Sam Noonan's place.
But you're associated with him in the saloon business?
An unmarried woman has to make a living. And I'm making a good one.
Yes, of course, of course. Well, we'll talk about all this later, Kitty. But tonight we'll celebrate, shall we say, 8 o'clock at Delmonico's. I'll see you there too, Marshal?
I certainly, sir.
I'll take you over to the hotel, Mr. Russell.
Well, thank you, Chester. Very kind of you to put yourself out this way.
Well, Kitty...
So that's my father, huh?
He's quite a gentleman, isn't he?
Matt?
Yeah.
I need a drink.
You're listening to Gunsmoke, and we'll be back with more from the Old West right after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Hi, this is Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairground. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
And now, Act Two of Gunsmoke on When Radio Was.
Well, that was a pretty good meal, wasn't it, Mr.
Like
Russell?
I want to thank you for recommending the place, Chester.
Of course, I guess it ain't like what you're used to in New Orleans. Miss Kitty's told me about how good they eat down there, ain't you, Miss Kitty?
Yeah, I guess so, Chester.
What's the matter with Kitty, man?
I don't know, Doc.
She keeps looking at him sideways, but she sure doesn't have much to say to him.
And I guess she's still kind of shy.
Shy? You mean Kitty? Oh, nonsense.
You better fill your glass, Doc.
What's that?
Sam Noonan's getting ori-eyed. I think he's just about to propose a toast.
Oh, no, that's all we need.
Now, you see what I mean?
Gentlemen, now let's drink a toast. A toast to my new partner, Kitty Russell, and to her old man. No, I mean her father. Sorry, Mr. Russell. And they're a very happy reunion.
Sam,
and many more of them forever and forever.
Sam.
And forever.
We
all
are
right.
Getting thirsty, Sam. Well,
yeah.
Just
have a good day.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. This is the happiest day of my life. Here's to you, Kitty, and to the Russells, the proud Russells.
Oh, hooray. Oh, hooray for everybody.
Oh, my. You better lock Chester and Sam in the same cell tonight, man.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Well, I'm afraid I gotta go now.
Oh, come, Kitty. The evening just started.
Yeah, well, it started at the Long Branch, too. I'm in business, remember?
Yes, I know.
I don't think Sam's going to be much help tonight. I'd better get down there and take over.
Kitty, I ain't going to be no help at all.
Well, don't you worry, Sam. You stay and have a good time.
Kitty, you can't go out there on the street this time of night.
Well, I'll go with her, Mr. Russell.
Well, if she must leave, I'll stop in later and say good night, Kitty.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Doc, keep an eye on those two, will you?
Now, well done, Sam. You shouldn't be thinking all that. I'll give you
That was a pretty nice party, huh?
Yeah, fine.
Well, what is it, Kitty? Because he disapproves of your being in the saloon business?
You'll get used to it, Matt. Maybe I gotta get used to having a father, that's all.
You haven't made him feel very welcome.
I haven't decided yet whether he's welcome or not.
Well, I didn't mean to interfere, Kitty. It's no business of mine.
Yep, I understand that. We'll see soon enough.
Well, that's a good-looking horse Chester's riding, man.
He's thinking of buying it, Doc.
Buying it? Buying it. With what? That horse will be as old as Methuselah before he closes the deal.
Well, that could be.
Yeah, oh, Isn't that Kitty and her father coming out of the bank?
Yeah.
She treating him as cold as ever, man?
It's been 2 weeks and she hasn't changed a bit toward him as far as I've noticed.
Yeah, well, she's waving to you. She wants you to come over there.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll be back directly, Doc.
Yeah, the sun will keep your seat warm.
Okay.
Morning, Marshal.
Morning, Miss Russell. Morning, Kitty.
We've got some news for you, Matt.
Oh?
Good news, Marshal.
Matt, we've been talking to Mr. Botkin, and he'll buy my share of the Long Branch anytime for cash.
You mean you're thinking of selling out?
Tomorrow morning, just before we leave.
Just before you leave?
I'm going back to New Orleans, Matt. I'm going to take my money and put it into my father's freight business there.
Makes sense, Marshal. Kitty and I should be together.
Besides, the saloon business is no place for a lady. I can see that now. I've had to learn a lot in the last couple of weeks, Matt.
Yeah, I guess you have.
Well, if you're going to get packed, you better start, Kitty.
I am, right now. I'll see you at supper.
Fine. I'll go over to the depot and see the Santa Fe agent about our tickets. I'm a proud man today, Marshal, a proud and happy man. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Kitty.
Yes, Matt?
Whose idea was this? You're selling out and all.
Well, he likes to think it was both of ours.
But?
I'll have to give him the credit, Matt. He's been talking about it one way or another for 2 whole weeks now. He's awful smart. He can convince anybody of anything.
Yeah, I guess he can.
What is it, Matt? Don't you like him?
It doesn't matter whether I like him or not, Kitty.
No. No, I guess it doesn't.
But, I sure don't trust him, Kitty.
Now we're getting somewhere.
What?
I'm going to need your help, Matt. I don't trust him either.
Mr. Russell.
Morning, Marshal.
Well, I see the train's ready. Where's Kitty?
She insisted on meeting me here. She wanted to do her business at the bank alone for some reason.
Well, maybe it's because this is the last time she'll be doing any business on her own.
I hope so. No woman should be in business anyway.
Yeah, especially Kitty. She, trusts people too much. They take advantage of her.
Not anymore, I can assure you. I only hope she gets here with that money.
Well, nobody's likely to hold a woman up in broad daylight, Mr. Russell.
But they would at night, eh?
Oh, there are some men who'll do anything for a dollar. Day or night.
Yes. Ah, there she comes.
I told you she'd be all right. Nobody'd bother Kitty anyway. She's awful well-liked around here, Mr. Russell. By a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, of course.
They, take it mighty personal if anything happened to her. No matter who did it, Mr. Russell. Morning, Kitty.
Morning, Matt. Father.
You're late, Kitty.
Train hasn't left.
No, but we'd better be getting aboard.
All right.
Don't you have a bag of some kind?
Oh, my baggage is all taken care of.
Well, I need a handbag. You're not carrying anything.
I know.
Where's the money, Kitty? Didn't you get it?
No, Father. I didn't.
What?
I changed my mind the last minute.
What do you mean?
I decided to leave it here in the Long Branch with Sam Noonan. It's a good investment. I can always come back for it.
Now look here, Kitty. I'm deciding things for you from now on.
We'll talk about it on the train.
No, no, we're not leaving till you get that money.
Which is it you want, Father? Me or the money?
It isn't a question of that. Now you do as I say.
You haven't changed a bit.
What?
Mother always said you'd never change, and she was right. Don't tell me you're running a freight business in New Orleans.
That's enough.
Easy, Mr. Russell.
You stay out of this, Marshal.
You're just another man to me, Father. And a crook besides.
Kitty, you're going to be sorry for this.
I'd be a whole lot more sorry if I let you steal my money.
All right, Kitty, all right. I think he understands now.
We're in this together.
Mr. Russell, you played it pretty smart so far. Don't disappoint us now. You see it through. Don't make me throw you in jail. Just play it all the way, Mr. Russell. You can do it.
Please, Father. Get on the train. Leave me at least that much pride.
Yes, I think so. Goodbye, Kitty.
Bye.
Marshal.
Goodbye, sir. Well, he did it, Kitty. You were right.
Sure he did. You bet he did. All of us Russells have pride.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Our story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were John McIntyre and Lawrence Dupkin. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty.
Daddy-O from June 10th, 1956. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, Rosemary Rice will star in Suspense's Night of the Storm. Right after this break.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Darling, you sent me.
Whisper sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more.
Sent from up above.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
Go to MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime Six. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome Welcome back. I'm Greg Bell, and listen now for Rosemary Rice's Emily, with James Stevens as her husband, Jim. Alan Manson is Steve, Ralph Camargo Rutland, Terry Keene is Muriel, and Lawson Zerbe as Parker. It's from July 2nd, 1961.
And now, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. Within minutes, he was to die for murder. Yet three people knew of his innocence. Night of the Storm.
Well, did you make the appeal?
I did my best, Jim, but the governor turned me down.
I see. Then there's no other chance? No hope at all?
Well, as the governor pointed out, if we can come up with any new evidence, any new facts...
New evidence? Facts? If I knew anything, don't you think I would have told you long ago, even before the trial? I didn't kill my uncle. I hadn't seen him in years.
You know all that, Jim, but we haven't been able to prove it. The district attorney could prove that you killed him.
I didn't. Right up to the second they strap me in the chair tomorrow night and turn on the juice, I'm going to keep on swearing.
Of course you are, Jim. Now,
but you, my lawyer, you don't believe me either. You just pretend. That's what you're paid for. That's what you're doing.
Now, listen to me, Jim. Please.
The only one who's ever believed in me is Emily. And what's going to happen to her after tomorrow when I'm dead? What's going to happen to Emily?
Calm down, Jim. This isn't doing any good.
I didn't kill my uncle. I didn't.
He didn't kill Uncle Corey. You know that as well as I do, Steve.
Jim needed money, didn't he?
He never killed for it.
He needed it desperately, and as well, Uncle Corey was leaving everything to Jim. He had reason enough.
I've said it 1,000 times already. Jim couldn't have done it. I know him so well. Why, if there was even a bug in the house, he'd take it outside and let it go rather than kill it.
But look, Emily. Emily, sooner or later, we've got to start facing the fact that there isn't a shred of evidence to prove that he wasn't the killer.
Steve! Do you mean you never believed him either? You, his own brother?
Oh, come on, Em. I wanted to believe him. You know that.
Did you? Did you really want to, Steve?
Well, yeah, sure. What do you think? Why are you looking at me like that?
You know, I just realized you could have been pretending all this time, couldn't you?
Huh?
Pretending that the last thing you want is to have Jim executed tomorrow night. While all along...
Well, come off it, will you?
Steve, when and if Jim dies, you get that money, don't you?
Jim, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
Oh, I'm sure you must know that will by heart. What does it say now? Everything is left to Jim, but in the event of Jim's death, then, Steve, you become the rightful heir. Isn't that the way the will reads, isn't
it? Listen to me, Emily.
$48,000. Why, you'll become a rich man if your brother dies.
I just wanted to stop by and comfort you tonight. Had an idea you'd be pretty broken up, but I don't have to listen to that kind of talk. Not even from you. Good night.
I thought you'd be home by now.
What do you want?
Look, just before you left, you gave me an idea. Tell me, I've forgotten. What was the name of that woman you were with the night Uncle Corey was killed?
Well, what do you want to know that?
Please, what's her name?
Good night, Emily.
Look, in the morning I can look it up in the court records. You might as well tell me.
But I broke off with her. I don't see her anymore.
If I can find her, I'm going to have a talk with her, Steve.
You keep away from her.
Why? Why? You must have a reason. Tell me.
Well, she might have moved out of town.
Are you afraid of me seeing her?
Oh, of course not. Jim killed Uncle Corey. It was proved in the court. There's nothing you, me, or anybody else can do to save him from going to the chair for it.
Steve, if something can be done to save my husband, who happens to be your brother, don't you want me to try?
You haven't a chance.
Her name, Steve. What is the name of the woman who gave you such a good alibi?
Stay away from her.
I see. So that's the attitude you're taking now. All right. I'll have to find out for myself.
Good night, Emily.
I'll get her name and address from the court records. Good night.
Yeah? Who's there?
I'd like to talk to you, Miss Mallard.
Well, I ain't opening this door for nobody, so beat it.
But I'm Jim Russell's wife. I've got to see you.
His wife?
Yes.
You got anybody with you?
No, no, I'm alone. Please.
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Look, sister, I know all about your husband getting the chair tonight, and I'm real sorry, see, but there's nothing I can do for you.
Look, I got the idea from Steve that maybe if I had a talk
Steve.
With you...
You're trying to tell me that Steve sent you over here? Now, look, honey, don't hand me that, because I know better.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Just go away and leave me alone.
No, wait! Hey, don't shut the door!
You think you're doing?
You're keeping something from me, I know it. You and Steve, the two of you.
What are you thinking, that I had something to do with killing that old guy?
No. But I think you might have lied to the police about the night he was killed.
And what if I did? It's too late now, and I ain't never going to change my story.
You'd rather see an innocent man die?
Now, listen, if I change my story now, if I change what I said in court, they'll send me up on a perjury rap. I ain't going to jail no matter what.
And it's true, isn't it? Steve wasn't with you the night Uncle Corey was killed. Steve was the one who did it. Not Jim.
No, I ain't saying. Now, beat it, will you?
Please, please, you've got to change your story and tell the truth. You've got to save my husband.
Look, I don't gotta do nothing. Now, get out of here.
Oh, Mr. Rutland, at last, thank goodness.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Russell.
Mr. Rutland, I've been waiting here in your office for almost 2 hours.
It's that storm out there. The highways are flooded.
No.
My car stalled when the ignition got wet. Well, anyway, I'm here, but... I'm sorry to say that the news I brought from upstate isn't good. Mrs. Russell, there'll be no reprieve tonight for Jim.
Yes, there will. Hmm? They've got to give him a reprieve now. And even, well, as soon as they know the truth, a full pardon.
What are you talking about?
Last night, Steve, you know Jim's brother, Steve.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Rutland, he just about admitted to me that he was the one who killed Uncle Corey.
What? Oh, now, Mrs.
Don't
Russell.
Don't you see? If Jim dies, then Steve gets all that money. He planned to kill Uncle Corey and then have Jim die for the murder. It's the way that will read, that in the event of Jim's death, then Steve...
I'm sorry, Mrs. Russell, but that isn't proof.
Yes, it is.
Now, it's only a possible motive. One that I know the police considered a long time ago.
Mr. Rutland...
Your husband's hunting knife was used in the murder.
I know.
His prints were on it,
yes.
Whether planted or not.
Yes.
And your husband didn't have an alibi for that night, but Steve did. An airtight alibi.
Please listen... She lied. That woman, Muriel Mallard, went into court and lied that Steve was with her that night.
Perjury? Well, possibly, but I doubt it. She had no reason to.
Part of that money would be good reason, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it would, but...
I saw her this morning. She wouldn't deny that she lied.
But I'm sure that she wouldn't admit it either.
Well, I...
Would she?
No.
What do you think we can do, Mrs. Russell?
Mr. Rutland, I think that I could...
It's 2:45 now. Let's see, they're on standard time up at the Capitol.
Standard time?
Now, that means in 7 hours, it'll be all over.
7 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rutland, will you help me?
Well, of course, but you'll have to tell me how.
Stay right here in your office. Wait for me to phone you so that you can get in touch with the governor.
Very well, I'll be here.
Oh, thank you.
Mrs. Russell, I know how you feel. There's hardly a loved one of a condemned man who doesn't feel that he might be innocent. You've got to be prepared to accept the fact that the weight of evidence was against him, that he was proved guilty. Why, even I, as his defense attorney, now believe that justice will be done.
Justice? When he isn't guilty? I'll never believe he is, never. And now, after what I just heard, I'm going to try until the last possible second to save my husband.
We'll be back with more suspense right after this short break.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to the Night of the Storm on When Radio Was.
Well, 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 look what the cat's struggling out of the rain.
Muriel, listen, I've got to talk to you.
Go away. I told you once today to beat it.
I'm not going to beat it. It's taken me all afternoon to find you again, and I'm not going to leave until I know it's too late and my husband is dead.
Well, you don't have long to wait, do you, huh? Well, that clock up there says 8.
It's 8 here. But up in the...
That's 1 hour. That's all. And then you're a free woman, right? Right.
Hey, Mac!
What do you want, Muriel?
Give my friend here one of these.
No, I'm fine.
I don't want one from me. Come on,
no,
honey.
No,
sit down. And take off that coat. You're sopping wet. What? Take off your coat.
All right, I will.
It's going to be a long night.
No, maybe not. It'll depend on you, Muriel. And if you'll help me.
Help you? Listen, sister, in my league, nobody helps anybody.
Here's your boot, girl.
Oh, thank you, Mac, very much. Now, come on, honey, drink up, huh? You'll be surprised how fast the time's going to pass. Go ahead. Drink it.
Yes. Yes, all right.
That's it. Well, cheers. Hey, brother, just listen to that storm out there, huh? Oh, what a night. What a night to go to the chair.
Muriel. Muriel, look at that clock, will you? Over there.
Oh, yeah. 9. Just not... Oh.
Muriel, do you realize what is happening to my husband right this minute?
Yeah. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm real sorry.
Sorry isn't going to bring him back.
No, I know.
Why didn't you tell the truth? You weren't with Steve that night. Why didn't you tell the truth?
Well, why should I have? But now, Now, what difference does it make? Might as well tell you the truth now. See, Steve and me broke up a long time ago. I was with Fred Baines that night.
Who?
Yeah, Freddie Baines, you know, owns the auto parts company. I guess you don't know Freddie, no. But that's where I was. That's who I was really
with. Why did you lie, Muriel?
Listen, sister, all my life I never seen more than a couple hundred bucks at one time. And now? Oh, boy, now that's all over. I'm going to see 10,000. Imagine 10 G's off of me. Hey, where are you going?
Fred Baines. He's the one who can tell the police that you weren't with Steve that night.
Yeah.
I can call my lawyer now and have him get a reprieve for Jim.
Honey, you might as well stay and have another drink. It's too late to do anything now. Your husband's dead. That's all over with.
It's 9 o'clock here. But upstate, they're on standard time. Up there, he won't die for an hour.
Oh, yeah, that little... ain't gonna do her no good. She can't prove nothing.
Hi, Muriel. Thought I'd find you here.
See? She's in there. I told her about me and Fred. I didn't know.
Hang up that phone, Emily.
No. No. I can get the proof now that Jim isn't the killer. And I can prove that you were the one, Steve.
Guns in my pocket. Aim right at your head, Emily. Hang up that phone.
No, Steve.
Hang it up.
No.
I'm following you all afternoon just waiting to see if you make a move like this. Well, it didn't do you any good. You just kept your nose out of this. Well, I got my car parked right outside of the curb, so come on.
No. What are you going to do?
What do you think I'm going to do now you know about Muriel being with Fred? Won't this be a coincidence? You and Jim dying on the same night. Move, Emily, or I'll kill you right here. Somewhere along the river. This rain, it's so swollen, nobody'll think twice about finding this car out in deep water with you in it.
Let me out, Steve.
I'll pull this trigger right now. I'm warning you, Emily.
Oh, that doesn't scare me. Not when you're going to kill me anyway. Stop this car and let me out.
Don't be a jerk. Don't you think I know you'll go straight to the cops?
I said stop this car.
Hey, let go of the wheel.
No.
What are you doing?
No.
Just kidding.
Let me out. Now, get this door open. There.
The gun. Where's that gun? Emily. Emily, come back here. Don't leave me pinned under the steering wheel like this. Emily. Emily.
It's 25 to 9 up there. 25 minutes. Oh, a phone. I've got to get to a phone. Come on, come on. Isn't anyone home? Please. Oh, God. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah?
Please. There's been an accident down that way. May I use your phone?
An accident, eh? Anybody hurt?
I don't know for certain. Please, I've just got to get to
a
phone.
It can't be too bad if you don't even
please,
know.
Please, I've got to make a phone call.
Well, I understand
please.
That, but you could have seen for yourself if you looked up at the wire coming
what?
Into this house. Just electric. I ain't got no phone.
No phone?
That's what I said.
What am I going to do? I've only got 20 minutes.
Huh?
I've got to get to a telephone.
I see.
Please.
Well, can you make out that clump of trees up the road there?
Yes.
Well, just the other side. There's a bend in the road,
yes.
And then a gas station. They got a booth right out near the pump.
Thank you.
Hey, you're getting all soaked. I'll lend you my umbrella.
Here it is. Oh, no. I thought I got a dime. Oh, no. My purse is not in my car. Oh, please.
Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
A dime. I've got to have a dime.
What would you like? Change for a quarter?
No, I left my purse back in the car. Give me a dime. Please, will you give me a dime?
Just like that, huh?
Please, my husband is going to die in 10 minutes. Unless I make a phone call. Oh,
take it
please.
Easy, will you, ma'am?
Please, just lend me a dime, then I'll pay you back later, please.
Well, sure, ma'am.
Please, hurry.
Coming right up, ma'am.
Hurry,
coming right
please.
Up. Here you are. One dime.
Eight minutes. What is this number? What's the number? I can't remember. Oh, look it up. Rutland's turning. Oh, here it is. BUA 5098. Oh, now. BUA 5098. Answer. 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 We said he'd be there. He said he'd wait. Please.
Hello?
Oh, Mr. Rutland. This is Emily Russell. They've got to stop the execution.
Well, you know they can't stop it, Mrs. Russell, unless we've got definite proof that he's innocent.
Mr. Rutland, we will be able to prove it.
What?
We will be able to prove that Muriel wasn't with Steve that night.
Well, the facts, Mrs. Russell.
We will.
That's what they're waiting for. They'll grant a stay to investigate, but what can we give them to go on?
Muriel was with the Fred Baines that night. When I found out, Steve tried to kill me. Hurry, Mr. Rutland, hurry, please.
What's the number of the phone you're talking about?
Academy 23099.
All right, I'll call you right back just as soon as I've spoken to the governor.
Well, then I'll wait here. I've got to know if Jim is safe.
I understand. Hang up now, Mrs. Russell.
Yes, of course. 6 minutes? He's got to be in time. What?
It's Rutland, Mrs. Russell. I'm sorry to say that I couldn't get through to the governor.
You couldn't?
Well,
no.
With this storm, the wires at the Capitol are down. There isn't one open line.
But, Mrs.
Russell, didn't you hear what I said? All the lines are down. I spoke to the power company, and the electric wires are down, too. Don't you see, Mrs. Russell, there's no power at all up there.
Then Jim wasn't executed?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, thank God.
Well, there's nothing more for you to worry about, Mrs. Russell. By the time the power is restored, the authorities will have the whole story, and they can start checking it out.
And they'll find that Jim is innocent. Just as I always knew he was.
Suspense. You've been listening to Night of the Storm, written for Suspense by Peter Fernandez. Featured in tonight's story of suspense was Rosemary Rice as Emily. Also in our cast were Alan Manson as Steve, Ralph Camargo as Rutland, Terry Keene as Muriel, James Stevens as Jim, and Lawson Zerbe as Parker. Musical supervision by Ethel Huber. Suspense is produced and directed by Bruno Zerato Jr.
From July 2nd, 1961, radio scriptwriter Peter Fernandez was also an actor, and he later would be heard as the voice on a popular children's 1960s television cartoon series, which was imported from Japan. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Win Radio Was. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and before the break, we were talking about writer and actor Peter Fernandez. And I mentioned he was heard on a popular Japanese animated series. You see, Fernandez was the English language voice of Speed Racer on that 1960s program. I'm Greg Bell, and please remember to visit us over at the website, which is winradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.